The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes, boy.
That is good news.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
I was originally on the Ted Mack Amateur Hour. No kidding. When I went to Dewey Clinton High School in the Bronx there, I had a rock and roll group. We were called the Teen Tones. And it was 1956, 57. We used to sing in the toilet over in the school for the echo. I love you so, oh, darling, can't you see? And we got cocky in that. Hey, let's record. Come on, let's record. Unfortunately, we could not find a record company executive to come to the toilet to hear us. So we had to settle for the Ted Mack Amateur Hour. We sang Sunday Kind of Love fast. I want a Sunday kind of love. Bah, bah, bah. We were defeated by a one-armed pianist. Interesting voting, too. I had a cousin that kept on calling up and tried to, hello, one vote for the Teen Tones, please. You know, thank you very much. Hello, one vote for the Teen Tones. They kept on changing her voice. So one time she figured there must be a lot of people, so she tried this. Hello, I'm calling for my girls' club. Can we have 12 votes for the Teen Tones, please? Thank you very much. Hello, this is the tuberculosis ward at Montefiore Hospital. Can we have 126 votes for the Teen Tones, please? They're just fabulous. Thank you. Hello, this is the third-tiered Yankee Stadium calling. 14,000 votes for the Teen Tones, please. Thank you very much. Hello, this is the governor of Utah calling. It's unprecedented. 600,000 votes for the Teen Tones. And 38 votes for the one-armed pianist. He's also marvelous. Thank you.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, you want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi-bobbidi bacon! I just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon! Not many ways to prepare bacon. You can either fry it or get botulism. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. Really, the only bad part about bacon is it makes you thirsty for more bacon. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your two strips of bacon. I want more! More bacon! Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with the 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it?
I found it! I found the source of all bacon!
That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate.
What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited. If I had known you were here, I would have waited. I would eat only you, bacon.
How long are you going to talk?
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It is Thursday, March 21st of 2019. I'm Corey Cove. There's Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. No hockey today. He actually just texted the two of us, 10 minutes ago? Just got to London.
Yeah, good for him. I'm proud of him. London's sweet. Cool invite.
Yeah, it is really, really cool. Kevin McDermott's here as well. Hi, Kevin.
Morning, Corey.
What's up, man?
Oh, life is good.
Where's Corey going?
I'm fixing this speaker.
Oh. Why does everything fall apart when hockey leaves?
I don't know. It's almost like he knows what he's doing.
Right.
He's very good at it. We were getting feedback off that speaker.
Too loud?
He couldn't engineer the show from the plane.
He probably wants to forget this place exists until he gets back. He's got a weird week and a half. Do you know what he's doing the next week and a half? Have you heard hockey's schedule?
A festival somewhere.
He's not.
Which is shocking.
Right. So here's Hawks next week and a half. It sounds way better than it is because it's a lot of travel. Just flew to London. Just got there with his wife and daughter. He'll be there for, what is it, about 5 days. He gets back here, I believe, Tuesday. Not on the show, but he'll get back to the cities on Tuesday. Then he flies out to Vegas with us next Wednesday. So he's in Vegas Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then on Saturday, because he lost the Fantasy Chart Challenge, he has to take a 36-hour bus ride back to the Twin Cities.
That's a lot of long travel.
So much travel with the nightmare bus ride at the end.
I think you could fly to London, back here, and back to London, and maybe back in the time it would take for that bus ride.
Well, what, London's about a 7-hour flight, I think, from Minneapolis?
You
could go 2.5 times.
Yeah.
Are there first-class bus seats? Did you guys buy him a premier ticket?
No, he had to buy him. I believe first-class bus seats are the ones that have not been pissed on.
I think he had to buy him. He bought it, or bought it. That's a word, right? Yeah.
He purchased
2 bus seats because the first time he thought his band was going to play, then they didn't. So then he had to buy another one because he wanted to leave earlier so he could be back here on Monday and not have to take a vacation day.
And they were non-refundable, right? I think he ended up spending like $700 or $800. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
It's something like that.
Hey, T.O.
Tommy, Kevin.
Tommy. Good to see you, bud.
Yeah, just a couple of offensive linemen, kind of, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you're not playing anymore, and Kevin essentially is an emergency offensive lineman. Although, fourth down offensive lineman, right?
That's right.
You consider yourself a fourth down
interior lineman.
You gotta block people on fourth down.
He's really on brand right now. He's wearing the Gopher colors.
Yeah,
always.
He's got the Gopher watch on. He's ready for March Madness.
Come on, you should come around more often.
I love this.
So high energy. And we officially now have as many offensive linemen in this room as the Vikings have on their entire team.
Yeah.
2.
Yeah. Basically. But good for them.
So I wasn't here the last time Kevin was here. So I haven't seen you since you had your baby girl, right?
Yes.
This is the first time I've seen you since then. Check this out, Kevin, as a new father. I just saw this about 2 minutes before we started the show on the New York Times website.
Uh-oh.
Everybody does the cliche, we just want a healthy baby. We don't care if it's a boy or a girl. I just want it to be healthy, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't want freak things to happen or weird things or devastating things to happen.
I've literally said that about 10 times since she was born.
Correct.
Hey, this is tough, but she's healthy.
At least she's healthy. Check this out. This is insane. In Colombia, a baby girl was just born, but during the pregnancy, the doctors realized that she had a twin. But the twin had been absorbed by the fetus during pregnancy. So it was a pregnancy within a pregnancy. That the baby that was growing in the stomach had absorbed the other one and had a second umbilical cord. So the second one was growing in the first one.
There can only be one Highlander.
And that's exactly what happened, is the one lived. And then even though at birth, the other one was still connected to the umbilical cord inside the other one. They're like, well, if we let this thing grow, this is a disaster on both levels, right? Both kids are going to die. So clearly they had to do a surgery and they took the second one out. And that one, of course, did not make it. But the other one's going to be fine. They just thought it was a cyst at first. Pregnancy within a pregnancy.
Jeez, Becky.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
So here's the other thing that's just crazy. So you would think this is like a 1 in a bazillion chance of happening. Apparently 1 in about every 500,000 births have something similar to this.
Is this what the vanishing twin is?
I don't know what that is.
It's where you go in and you see on the ultrasound that there's 2, and then you go in the next time and there's only 1.
Mm.
And it's just like, it's a medical thing called the vanishing twin where it just disappears and you don't know where it went.
Jeez.
What?
Just absorbed.
Sounds like a scary movie.
Yeah, this one got absorbed and somehow reconnected.
Wow.
To the
baby.
Yeah, that's so weird. Crazy.
All right, jeez. So when I was in last time, you were in California.
Correct.
Okay, you went to Disneyland.
I did.
What is the right age to take your kid to Disneyland? Because my wife is a Disney fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
Our daughter is almost 3 months old.
She's ready.
She's in my wife's eyes, we're going like as soon as possible, whether she can comprehend it or not.
Well, I have a good range, right? Because I have like an 8.5 year gap. Bailey just turned 13. Harper just turned 5. So I have both ends of the spectrum. 4 is the minimum, if you ask me, because we took them to Disney World last year, and there were a handful of rides that Harper was not tall enough for. Almost every ride, not quite everyone, but almost every ride this time, she was tall enough for at 5. A couple of the coasters, she's about 4 inches short. But otherwise, I would say 5 or 6. 5 or 6. 4 is stretching it. 4, 5, or 6 is the perfect age. Because then it's hardcore magic still for them, right? Everything blows them away. All the characters, which are just idiot college kids looking to make a couple bucks in the summer. But it doesn't matter.
Super
they don't,
high.
They don't care, right?
Of course they are.
No.
But what do they care? Yeah.
But you also have gigantic wait times. Even with the fast passes, sometimes it's a long, long wait. So you have to have a kid old enough to put up with patience. And 4, 5, and 6 is kind of tough.
What if you're 36 and don't have patience?
Yeah. My brother went to Disney World last week. His family, when his boys were growing up, were just a Disney family. They went every year. They still kind of are, right? They walked into Animal Kingdom in Florida last week, and there's a ride at the Avatar area of Animal Kingdom. 17 minutes into the day, at 9:17 in the morning, it was already a 4-hour wait.
No way.
100%.
What?
And Tina down the hall, who's like a gigantic Disney freak, she said the queue line at that ride is lengthened out to 6 hours. They have it designed to fill a 6-hour wait time.
Oh, that's what you guys were talking.
That's what she meant, yeah.
It better be the greatest thing ever.
Apparently it's great, but there's no ride. There's no ride worth waiting 4 to 6 hours for.
There's one ride worth waiting 4 to 6 hours for.
Yeah, Carrie Russell. That's it.
Yeah, fair.
Rose?
The beaver.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Rosie said it.
Tommy, what do we have to do to get McDermott to join us next year in Las Vegas? Because now he's on the baby hook, right? Yeah. He can't bail out now. A year from now, she'll be
walking
15
in
months
college.
Old.
Yeah,
walking, she'll be fine. Talking, she'll be fine. Self-sufficient.
That's right.
Vegas 2020 with the power trip you should come with.
And it's off-season.
It's off-season. You know, she can take care of the dog at 16 months.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Where are you guys staying this time?
We always stay at Planet Hollywood. We have friends at that work there. Friend that works there.
Yeah, and it's perfectly located.
And they like
it is.
And they like
it is.
Do they give you a stipend at the table?
No.
That'd be baller.
The only weird thing about Vegas, and Sauce can back me up on this, is outside of tournaments out there. I normally crush Vegas. I'm philanthropic here. I'll give Minnesotans my money all day long playing poker. At least when I was not permanently retired. But I usually crush in Vegas. I don't need a stipend there. I normally scoop in Vegas.
Last time I did with Dov.
Yeah, and now it's just you and Dov.
I know. We're running low, but we're going
to... You'll make it, dude.
I can't believe it's a week away.
I know. Not even, right?
6 days.
We leave on Wednesday.
Jeez.
I think Ben Lieber's hosting next Wednesday when we're out.
Is he?
Yeah, because Lieber can't come this year.
Okay.
Damn it.
Yeah, that sucks.
He's never come with us yet.
And he
hasn't worked out yet.
And a couple times he's like, yeah, I'll be there. I'm going to go. And then...
Well, this is the one that I think was the most likely. He was leaning towards yes for the first handful of weeks, and then it went the wrong way quickly.
It's bad timing for him, right?
Yeah. I think it's one of his kids' birthdays. Yeah. I think there's an anniversary mixed in there. Right, there's spring break. Yeah. Like, that's why he's gone this week. That's why he's not here today, is because he's...
He's a stud.
Right.
Yeah.
That's... Mostly irrelevant.
But true.
That's fair.
True.
But very, very, very true.
You guys really did it right, getting Wednesday off to have the travel day. That's, well, that's so
what's better than an 8 a.m. flight, and you get to Vegas at 9:15 in the morning?
Yeah, nothing.
And I, you know.
And at 9:15 in the morning, there's already a 4-hour wait at Disney.
Right. Yeah, and I complain about everything. Even if it's good stuff, I'll complain about everything. The 1 year we got there at midnight was so dumb.
That sucks.
We got
was tough.
We didn't get in till like 1, and that's 3 in the morning. We're up. Corey, Hockey, and I get up here 15-20 minutes later.
Yeah, the show in Vegas starts at 3:30. So when we got to our hotel rooms that first time, second time or first year or second year, I forget.
I think it was the first time.
At 1. Ooh. I think I slept for 45 minutes.
Same.
That was a nightmare.
And it just ruined the whole week. Probably.
How many rooms will be up?
Threw us off.
How many rooms?
Well, this year we got super lucky because I think we have, I don't know, just shy of 200 coming with us.
But then the Wild play next Friday night in Las Vegas. So even without us, there's thousands of Minnesotans that are out there just in general. Some of them can probably tolerate us, which will put an otherwise packed Buffalo Wild Wings probably in a fire code kind of a disaster, which is going to be awesome, though. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm super pumped.
I'm pumped as in B-dubs. Huge fan. I love B-dubs.
Yeah.
B-dubs is so good.
You guys have one on campus.
Oh, yeah. It's a great
did
spot.
Did you see what B-Dubs did the other day? I thought it was kind of genius.
The bracket?
Yeah, the bracket?
Yeah.
What? They did the bracket of the NCAA tournament, and then they had the winner advance based on how close a B-Dubs is to campus of all of those 68 teams. Guess who the winner of the whole bracket was?
Gayuma, baby.
The Gophers right won the B-Dubs bracket tournament because that one, of course, is right on campus, so, right by TCF,
yeah.
Right by the barn.
You can see it when you're playing.
Right.
It's great.
That's got to be one of the best locations in the country. I mean, it has to just crush, right? Kids,
oh, pre-game,
so much money. Post-game, it just has to be printing money.
Yeah, it's in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
Great
pretty sweet.
Spot.
Kev, we got a lot to talk to you about, man. There's been a lot of Vikings moves in the last couple of weeks I want to discuss, whether it's Dan Bailey, you have a new offensive lineman, in Josh Klein, Anthony Barr, and that whole weird Jets thing. We got a lot to talk about. You cool with all Vikings-related questions?
You can ask me anything.
Good
you
point.
Want.
Because Sauce has a whole bunch of questions about now former Vikings and whether or not you like them.
I do. I have a ton. And how did we not bring up the fact that in the office, Dwight said, I also had absorbed a fetus. And then he said, do I regret this? No. I believe his tissue has made me stronger.
I forgot about that.
I now have the strength of a grown man and a little baby.
I forgot about that.
Dwight's the best.
But don't forget, our guy, Chris Hockey. Hawk was a twin, right? The twin. I don't remember if the twin just flat out. I don't remember when the twin didn't make it. Do you remember?
No. He's told that story, but I don't know
maybe
if he's
was
ever
a vanishing twin
part.
Kind of a thing. But, but at one point, Chris was a twin, and he says he's had 48 years of his life basically wondering if the twin would have been him if it had been reversed. And I tell him all the time, it's 100% no. That's not how the butterfly effect works. That guy would not have been you at all. Like that twin would not have ended up a radio show host in Minneapolis, right? That's not how it works. He would have made an infinite number of different decisions. No chance. Are you sure? Are you sure? Yeah, yeah. That's how math works.
That's deep.
Although I have said I would probably have liked that twin more.
Did he make it?
He did make it the longest. Yes,
he died.
He passed.
Yep.
Lucky.
All right, Kevin McDermott of the Minnesota Vikings is here. Tommy Olsen of Row the Boat is here. Mm-hmm. This is the Power Trip Morning Show. We're back after this on The Fan.
KFAN, Total Traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. Nice and quiet. On the roadways, we have no accidents at this time and no delays. No weather issues and overnight construction has been cleared. We do have ongoing road work. The eastbound 94 exit to southbound 35W closed till the fall of 2021. That's traffic on the Fan, sponsored by Fogo de Chão.
Bone-in cowboy ribeye is back at Fogo de Chão Brazilian Steakhouse in Minneapolis. Taste the richer flavor of their bone-in cuts. From ribeye to beef ribs, all fire-roasted and carved tableside. Reserve now in the Hennepin Theater District at Fogo.com.
Loaded now. In the
night. Head on out to Mystic Lake today from the 9 to noon, which happens to be the 9 to 10:45 broadcast for the College Hoops Envelope draw party to kick off the tournament. Listen to 9 to noon all week for your shot to win your envelope. Didn't win an envelope on air? You can still win one on site at Mystic Lake. 64 teams. The winning team will be in your envelope. Who knows? Awesome prizes on the line, including a 55-inch HD TV to the winner. KFAN.com, keyword events.
And that was the Power Trip Morning Show. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. 5:30 to 9,
Ryan,
right here on The Fan.
Stop writing such long vibes that I can't.
Seven paragraphs.
Yeah, that I can't.
You can't read a sentence, let alone seven paragraphs.
I mean,
that's not fair.
You killed that read.
That was a linguistic nightmare.
Yeah, that was a linguistic nightmare.
You know, I've waited years to hear somebody say that.
What a song.
Dude.
Yeah, one of Yeezy's best.
This is my theme song.
That's, yeah, okay, that's sad. I'm sorry. But
this, hey, your line yesterday about not making it to the chorus, I'm gonna take and use it in my stand-up. I'm so bad at sex, I can't make it to the chorus and happy birthday.
It's genius.
Thank you.
That's a great line.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys should go on tour together.
You can see me this Saturday. Two shows, New Hope Cinema Grill.
Oh, yeah. When's that?
New Hope Cinema Grill. Oh, this Saturday, 7 and 9:30. Oh,
Kevin's busy.
Oh, damn.
Kevin's invited. Kevin had come
sorry,
see me.
Sorry, Sauce.
Tickets still available?
Yeah.
And if shocking. I'm in town?
Yeah. Bring that greasy group.
Oh.
Greasel's gone.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he said that, didn't he? Okay, if I'm still in town, I'm in.
By the way, think about this, Tommy. I hadn't thought about this until yesterday when I texted you.
Yeah.
1 week from today, in front of a couple of hundred drunk idiots in Las Vegas, Tommy's Takes Live.
Live.
At 7:15 Central Time, which is going to be 5:15 in the morning in Vegas time.
Right.
That's going to be epic.
I was thinking about that, actually. Should we not do Tommy Takes today so I have a big list, or no?
No, we need both.
Okay.
It's just pressure on you to round up enough stuff to wow a giant crowd a week from now.
I'll have Friday, Monday, Tuesday to use content from.
Will your sidekick be with you?
Yes! Okay. Of course!
Yeah.
I can't
Who's your
wait.
Sidekick? Stupid ass Dav?
Oh, Dav and I are going to run the streets of Vegas.
Okay.
We'll be looking like B. Pitt and. What's his name?
Edward Furlong?
No, I blanked on the Ocean's 11.
George Clooney?
Yeah, Clooney. Yeah.
Or G. Clooney?
G. Clooney.
Going B. Pitt.
Dav's going to be wearing that stupid Bulls jersey he always wears.
Kevin, have you ever met Sauce's brother, Dav?
No.
Oh. Do you know what Paul Rudd looks like?
Yes.
He's very similar, just uglier. It's like an ugly Paul Rudd.
Is he like Paul Rudd in that he never ages? Like, how old is Dav?
Oh, no, Dave is... He's quickly aging. That's why he's an uglier
Dav
version.
Dav gets asked all the time if he's the older brother.
Is it Sauce with hair?
No, he has same hair as me. We got cursed. That's the only thing. The rest of us Lambert brothers is perfection.
Hey, speaking of lookalikes, I think somebody on Twitter nailed it last night. Did you see the picture I tweeted of you?
Yeah, I saw the response.
So I tweeted a picture. I don't think this is a bad
it's
thing.
It's not a bad thing.
Think about this.
This person dates Scarlett Johansson. Right. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. So last
and your wife's prettier than that.
Last night I
Thank
tweeted
you,
out a picture, and I just hit Google Image, right? Like, I did a Google Image search for Kevin McDermott. One of the first pictures. I'm like, oh, I haven't seen that one. I don't like to pick the same picture every time, right? But there's a profile picture. Boom. There it is. Yeah. And somebody said, dude, that's Colin Jost. And that profile pic of you, I totally see it. I get it. Like, you have the same bone structure in your face.
Jeez,
and like you just
Corey.
Said, that can't be a bad thing if that guy landed Scarlett Johansson.
He went to Harvard. I think that has something to do with it.
Who is this guy?
The
Oh, yeah, he did go to Harvard.
The head writer on SNL, and he's on Weekend Update. And he dates Scarlett Johansson. He's doing well. Well, no, Kevin doesn't. Colin would be pissed.
Colin Jost.
But at least people say, hey, you look like Colin Jost. Not ugly Colin Jost.
Yeah.
Sauce, who's your doppelganger?
Jack Black.
No. Marc Gasol.
No, it's not. Marc Gasol doesn't look
Kevin,
anything
you
like
look
him.
A lot like him.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
Kevin, you know what? You're from Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know what Marc Gasol looks like, right?
I know exactly what Marc Gasol looks like. I'm sorry, Sauce.
Yeah, I know. Marc Gasol's
He's not hideous.
Yes, he's hideous.
look. First,
it's better than Pau Gasol.
He looks like the guy. What's the Jack and the Beanstalk guy? The giant
Jack.
Look at this. I mean, this is insane.
Tell me this doesn't look. Let's just go random Google images.
Oh my God, Sauce, that is you.
That is exactly you. Yeah, look at. Just scroll through him.
How tall is he? Sauce.
He's 7'1".
I wish I had a 7'1". Peanut, 7 foot one.
That's well said. I agree.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That would be inconvenient at
Like,
times.
If he had my crank and I had his crank, I'd gladly be called him. He'd also, people would think he was a newborn.
Dude, there is nothing worse, though, than being pegged as somebody famous when you're not, right? Like, Marc Gasol, Colin Jost, in my case, Jamie Dornan.
No
it's
one
a it's such a burden. It's annoying getting, like, approached at Target going, oh, my God, you were in 50 Shades of Grey. No.
I wasn't.
Have you ever been
asked? Leave me alone.
If you've read that to your wife in a bathtub?
Yes, PA asked me that once.
Wait, the
and
voice?
I said no.
The voice of the Vikings
yes.
asked you that.
He said, have you ever read 50 Shades of Grey to Angie? And I said, no. And he said, quote, you should. She would love it. No, thanks.
What if we got a table in Vegas and we said you guys were your doppelgangers? That would be sick.
I believe zero American women would fall for it.
No.
But if they're
is that whoa. Jamie Dornan, Marc Gasol, and Colin Jost?
Holy
and ugly
smokes.
Paul Rudd?
Right.
I don't think it would work.
No.
It could.
Hey, let's talk some sports. Front Page Sports is brought to you by Early Bird Electric.
Thanks
Early Bird Electric. Kevin, you have a new teammate.
I do.
His name is Josh Klein, former Tennessee Titan. The Vikings signed him to a 3-year deal, $15.75 million, $7.25 million guaranteed. He's 29 years old, exclusively played right guard the last couple of seasons with the Titans. Played his first three seasons in New England, 79 career games, 64 career starts. I had never heard of this guy until about 5 days ago, maybe, when his name first was connected to the Vikings. They had him on a visit, they signed him, they locked him up, so we have another guard. What do you know about Josh Klein?
I met him yesterday in the locker room, and...
nice beard.
Impressive.
You met his wife?
Avid outdoorsman. And, yeah. No, he's happy to be a Viking. I think he's excited to, you know, be on the team and do a little ice fishing.
Mm-hmm. I didn't look at his measurements. Oh, yeah. How big of a guy is he?
He's big, like all offensive linemen. I think he's got, like, the longest active streak of starts for a guard in the NFL right now, which is very impressive.
Wow.
Yes.
That's cool. Where's he from? Did I miss that?
It was the Titans.
Where did college.
Oh, college? I'm not
like
sure.
That.
Do you know?
Kent State.
Oh, Kent State.
That's in Ohio?
That is right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've never been west of Ohio.
I've never been west of Ohio.
Is it true that Kent State has the most D1 football teams?
Not Kent State.
Ohio? Ohio?
I was going to say, there's no way Kent State leads with NFL yeah. players.
I think so. Ohio
they would have won more games.
Ohio.
Yeah. I remember doing like a book report on Ohio, and that was like my main fact.
Oh, you're talking about, okay, the state of Ohio, not Ohio State. You mean the
Cincinnati.
State of Ohio.
Yeah, Cincy.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So you're talking about high school kids or college kids?
No, D1 football colleges.
Got it. Yeah. Gotcha.
I bet they
gotcha.
Have.
I think they're up there.
8 or 9?
Good.
Yeah, but California has 9,000 different colleges as well. But that doesn't
Maybe
mean they produce
per capita.
But that, yeah, per capita. but that doesn't necessarily mean they produce D1, or excuse me, NFL players, though.
All right.
I don't know.
When you did your book report, it probably was true because they're at 42. Pennsylvania is at 53 now.
Oh, really?
53 D1 schools?
No. That's total.
Oh.
Yikes.
No, Texas is 12.
This song, though?
Wales.
Oh, my. This is our winning song when we showered in high school.
What?
After,
oh, my
God. No, after...
Who's we?
After we won a football game, we put this on, and then we just put party in the showers.
So you guys listen to this song 3 times?
No. Every time we beat Chisago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Leave Chisago alone. They have debt.
What? That's sad.
Yeah, everybody was tweeting that at me last week that Chisago has this big problem. They're like $1.7 million in debt. Ooh. It's not my fault. I got out of there. Former Vikings quarterback Trevor Siemian signed a 1-year, $2 million deal with the Jets to back up Sam Darnold. Siemian was 13-11 as a starter in Denver, never saw the field with the Vikings. His career numbers, 30 touchdowns, 24 interceptions. Kevin, Trevor Siemian, tell us about him.
One of the funniest teammates I've ever had.
Really?
That dude's sense of humor is choice.
Mm-hmm. So, you'll miss him, but obviously, again, he's got to take an opportunity. Didn't look like he was going to crack the field very often here unless Kirk goes down. And Kirk's crazy durable, right? If you look at his career, that's one of the best things that he has going for him is he's always on the field.
Yeah, he takes hits and just gets right up and keeps on plugging.
He took a ton last year.
No, I mean, I'm happy for Trevor that he, you know, that's a good contract for a year and, you know, wish him all the best.
And who's to say if Darnold is durable, right? We don't know yet.
Well,
maybe
he
gets...
He's a USC quarterback,
okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gopher basketball, 11:15 this morning. They open up the NCAA tournament, the first game against Louisville. Gophers are the 10 seed, Louisville the 7. Louisville is a 5-point favorite. The money line is Louisville minus 220, Gophers plus 180.
T.O., you want to get in on our bet? You could do it, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Well forget. Both of you could do this, right? You can gamble, correct?
Well, I'm not allowed to gamble.
Really?
Yeah. We ran into this with...
You can't do it at all?
Was it...
I can play...
What a joke.
I could play blackjack if I wanted
to. But you can't get into a...
gamble on, like, a game of any kind.
Wow. So
who else?
So you can't do the core versus four bit, huh? That's what we're doing again, Tom. You want in? I figured you want in.
Yeah.
So far, we got Lieber, Rosie, Hawk, and Sauce.
You should do our bracket bit.
Yeah, I got my bracket at home.
All right, Kevin, let's forget the money then. We won't make the $100 bet with you because you can't do that and you get in trouble. That's really stupid. The NFL is really dumb.
Well, yeah, when I was doing NFL picks that I do for the pregame, Waylon couldn't do it. The NCAA didn't allow her to do it.
She can't make fun picks.
Fake.
Who do you think is going to win the Broncos Jets game?
She couldn't do it.
I can't tell you that.
Yeah.
What?
Are you nuts?
Yeah.
How dumb are some of these
I'm
rules?
I'm not taking a shot at the U. It's an NCAA
for
thing.
Sure. Yeah. The rules are dumb.
Yeah. I mean, trust me. I'll take shots at the U.
Right.
I mean,
but you could tell me who you would take. You just can't bet money on it, correct?
Yeah. No. I mean, I do a family bracket.
Gotcha.
Right? There's betting. You know, there's betting for like bragging rights.
Yeah.
But I'm not like throwing down $200 on a bracket challenge.
So. The bet that we have, though, is $100 apiece. They get to pick any four teams they want in the NCAA tournament. I get the other 64.
That's really, really bad odds for them.
It's in some years, it's closer than others.
Yeah. This year, you are a little out of luck.
This year, so far, it looks like if Duke wins, I'm going to lose some money.
Yeah.
If they don't, I think I'm pretty good to go because their overlap, Hawk and Rosie... directly overlapped.
Well, yeah, because
Lieber doesn't have Duke at all.
I think Hogsley panicked. Well, but here's the thing for you, and you know this obviously because we're playing the odds. I get that. One of the greatest college basketball teams of all time, the Kentucky Wildcats with Karl Anthony Towns, PA's favorite guy, just studs. They were undefeated. They lost. Mm-hmm. They would smoke that Duke team.
Well, we said that that stat when the brackets came out, that since they started releasing the number one overall seed. Not just, you know, the top four seeds, whatever. When they actually said, hey, the so-and-sos are the top seed, actually. This year it's Duke, right? Only three teams in the last, 14 have been the number one overall seed and won the tournament. No. Doesn't mean Duke's not going to.
What's the bracket one you guys are doing?
So, Hawk and I believe AJ's in on it as well, right? Hawk, AJ, Sauce, and I are all picking brackets. Whoever loses, whoever gets the worst score... has to spend 24 straight hours on this floor.
You can't leave.
Can't leave. So you have to either work or nap in one of the offices or
whatever. What do I do for work? Just office? Office day.
Yeah, that would suck. Yeah, office day.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, if you had to pick, though, give me your four teams if you had to be right, if you could have a collection of four.
I'd just pick the four ones.
Oh, you would take the four ones.
Wow.
Duke, UNC, Virginia, Gonzaga.
That's not the worst idea in the world.
No.
There have been years where... all four ones make the final four. So,
dude, Kev, that's what I wrote down. Not even kidding.
You have all the ones?
Bring it in.
That's what you're going to do?
Let's go.
You're taking all the ones?
Duke, Virginia, Zaga, North Carolina.
The Zags are the team that I feel the least confident about your perspective.
I did some research.
Is Gonzaga ever going to win the title, truly?
Do you have Virginia?
No. Yeah.
The reason I picked Virginia is because they lost to a 16 seed.
First time ever.
Mm-hmm. They're out for
were they the number one seed last year?
They were the number one overall seed, yes.
Oh, my God.
And their defense is fire.
Who did they lose to? UMBCWY?
Nailed it.
Yeah, I thought so.
I think it was TCBY.
Oh.
So, you want to hear the facts on this?
I can't believe it's not yogurt.
Duke is just the coolest team ever. Virginia has the best defense in the country. Zaga has the most prolific offense in the country, and North Carolina is the fastest team in the country.
None of you caught that Michael Scott reference. None of you?
What'd you say?
I said, I can't believe it's not yogurt. That's what Michael Scott thinks that TCBY stands for.
He's the best.
I can't believe it's not yogurt.
I don't have time for that. You already did me.
Rick Pitino, who's coaching in Greece, has been really quiet about the Louisville Gopher matchup.
He'll be sitting on the bench.
How is he not an assistant coach?
Don't know, but he's not going to be at the game, I guess. And Richard Pitino claims it's not going to be a distraction playing against Louisville. He had two stints there as an assistant, of course, and his dad is suing the hell out of him.
They're
$44 million.
The Gophers are what, 5-point dogs?
5-point dogs. Over under 135.5.
Louisville's got some problems. They got Papa John suing them.
Really?
Yeah.
Pitino.
What did Papa John's do?
He said some not so and choice Papa, things.
That,
and
that guy's a
him.
Savage, man. He gets in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
His pizza's not bad, though.
Patriots owner Robert Kraft had attorneys file a motion to suppress evidence, specifically the videos. The motion is an attempt to make sure that the video isn't released, even if he doesn't agree to a plea deal. And sources say he's not accepting a plea deal. He is absolutely going to fight the charges. Good luck to him. Like I said yesterday, after watching Billions, it reminded me again, billionaires don't like to be told what to do.
No.
So if it's accept this deal and you got to admit that you're guilty and then you got to do this, you got to do that. Yeah, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm a billionaire.
I don't know if I want to watch that show because I just get so jealous.
So jealous. Yeah. Dude, Tommy, you're going to want to be Bobby Axelrod right. So bad.
Right.
So bad.
Why do I have to work? I don't want to do this. Oh, man.
I highly suggest you watch it. I know you well enough now to know that you're going to try to nickname yourself Axe.
That'd be sick.
Call me Axe. Yes, see? You love it already. Haven't even started it.
Yeah.
In. Billions is great. Paul, your hand was up.
I have a horrific. You are very good at finding good mashups.
Yeah.
I have a horrific one to play for you guys.
Okay. Great. That's right after this. Power Trip Morning Show with Kevin McDermott, Tommy Olsen, Meat Sauce, and I'm Corey Coven. This is The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
Can I tell you something just between you and me? When I hear your voice, I know I'm finally free. Every single word is perfect as it can be.
The bracket is out. Head on over to KFAN.com right now and fill out the winning bracket for the college hoops action today. Hurry, the bracket will lock up this morning when the games tip off. Great prizes including $1,000 gift card to the winner thanks to Captain Morgan. KFAN.com, keyword contest.
So what I'm about to say, for those of you that are older than me even, this is a real sentence what I'm about to say. This is a collaboration of Churches and Marshmallow.
Sounds like a cereal.
And I love Churches. This song ain't my jam.
This song wails.
I can't
what
get into it.
What is this? That's all. I haven't heard this before.
This song wails.
It's Churches and Marshmallow.
I love this song.
I can't get into
this
it.
This is lit.
Yeah, thank you.
I love her voice. That's why I like the band.
You're going to hear this at a Vegas pool party.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, I don't go to those. But those guys can dance.
Yes.
Go have fun.
Yeah, it's the best.
As a guy that's getting older, I know who Marshmallow is. I don't know any of his stuff. What stuff is he responsible for?
I couldn't tell either.
I'm kind of getting that. I'm like, he doesn't do that much for me. But this
isn't one of his songs.
I've never heard his music, but I do know that he's a business genius.
Yeah.
This dude put on a Fortnite concert in the game, and people paid to go to it.
That's pretty cool.
This is one of them.
It's literally for people that are like popping drugs and going to like the nightclubs.
So Sauce.
This is one.
Copyright. This is Sting and Marshmallow.
Copyright Chris Hockey. This is one.
Is that Scrantonicity?
Brilliant.
That is brilliant.
Roxanne.
And of course, this is his latest one.
Nice.
This is a great song. I just love how this song, the beauty of this song and why American music and just music in general wails, the opening line to this song is, "Mucho gusto, me amo Bradley, I'm hornier than Ron Jeremy."
Kevin can't bet because the NFL sucks. But Tommy, I'm going to bet Sauce $20 you don't know who this is. Sauce, $20?
No.
You don't think he knows it either?
No.
Tommy, go for it.
Oh. We've talked about it before.
We have.
Did they sing Tennessee?
Nope. They're not Arrested Development.
You thought this was Arrested Development?
No, that is not the same group.
Well, we usually play those songs together. I don't know. Who is this? Is this the guy? Mr. Boombastic.
Nope, that's Shaggy.
That's Shaggy.
You thought this is Shaggy?
Paul, I'm thinking of all the songs you love. I can't think of the guy's name who's singing
this. This isn't a guy. This is a group.
This is a group.
I mean, is a guy singing. His name's Bradley.
This might help. The guy's dead.
Don't say Nirvana.
No idea.
He died right before this album came out. Mahar!
That doesn't help Tommy. Tommy was about three when that happened.
Do they have any other songs?
A bunch.
Yeah.
Let's see how many songs we have to play before Tommy gets it. My guess is we could play all of them, and he won't get it.
Oh, this song shreds. I don't practice Santeria.
I don't know why you have a lisp all of a sudden.
Thanks,
but
Casey Kasem.
Yeah. Who is this?
That's what we're asking you.
Is it not Puddle of Mud?
No!
Oh, my God.
Arrested Development, Shaggy, and Puddle of Mud are the three worst
are
consecutive
you
guesses.
Are you
playing friends? Phone a friend.
No, I know.
No, everyone
know
knows this but him.
No, we used to listen to that last one all the time.
This is my jam.
This is about
this is my favorite
song
of theirs.
Two heroin addicts, and this is a wedding first dance song. It's a great message, but it's about two heroin addicts.
That's fine. I support it.
Heroin!
Tommy, you would have
this
you
is a great
had
song, though.
The best pool parties in the 90s, the decade, not the nightclub, if you had been alive for this era.
This won't give it away, but I quote, Scene Bearer claims he discovered this band.
which makes no sense.
Hey, yeah. Did.
Yeah, he is a great guy.
Kevin, are you a fan?
I am a big fan.
Who?
I'm a big fan of them as the original and with Rome as the lead
singer. Oh, you do? I've seen them with Rome because they played with 311 before, but I don't know any of their stuff with him, but when they do these Sublime
Incubus
songs. No, it's Sublime.
No. Sublime.
When they do Sublime's original stuff, it's awesome because it sounds like Sublime.
Good bit.
I knew that, though. Like, I swear. That one. A lot of my friends are into this stuff.
Yeah. So chill.
Santeria or whatever that one. That shreds.
This song wails.
This is a good song.
As I've said multiple times, I love Sublime. They have some amazing songs. They also have some garbage songs.
Yeah.
You could probably
Who
smoke some
Who doesn't have garbage songs, though?
Right. Van Morrison, Dave Matthews, and Paul Simon.
That's not true.
Paul Simon has garbage songs.
Oh, we should go down.
But
well, yeah.
Van Morrison, you're right.
Yeah.
We should just put Van on the rest of the day.
Paul Simon has some hideous songs.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, Kodachrome is one of the worst songs of all time.
Didn't you say you had a mashup for us? That's
Yeah.
It was Churches and Marshmallow.
Brilliant. So yesterday, that's
Kevin,
brilliant. Kevin,
which,
you're funny.
Again, I love Churches, but I just don't like that.
I like it.
I don't like that one at all. And I was so jacked for it because I wanted to see what was going to come out of that collaboration. But I just think it's okay at best. But whatever.
So yesterday,
Basilica in July.
Yeah, I can't wait. Hockey talked about how Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote Favorite Things, and Ariana Grande had to give them 90% of the royalties
for
and
Seven
course,
Rings.
Yeah, which of course is from The Sound of Music. So somebody on the internet mashed it up.
No,
hold on. Let me get
please
Ryan
no.
Donaldson's favorite bit ready for it.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles,
cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels,
lashes and diamonds, ATM machines.
These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes.
Please turn this off. Churches and Marshmallow is better.
Silver what?
White winters that
way better.
Springs.
This is great radio.
That's terrible.
No, that wasn't
brutal.
That was pretty. The thing about it, both those, her, Love Her, and the movies, even better. What's wrong with that Seven Rings song?
Yeah.
Are you? That's a classic. Sound of Music?
No, he just said, what's wrong with the Seven Rings song?
Seven Rings is a classic, I agree.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't listening. Yeah, that song by her sucks. I mean, it's hideous.
She's got some bangers.
Oh, though. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Kevin, you want to hear some good mashups?
Yeah.
Please.
Hell yeah. DJ Cumberbund.
Not this one.
That guy's name.
Once upon a time, not so long ago, we're no strangers to love.
Genius.
You know the rules, and so do I. A full
commitment's
gonna love. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand.
Can I voice an unpopular opinion?
Go for it.
You know how at the end of the NCAA tournament, it's a big deal to have the one shining moment thing?
Yeah.
I really hate that song.
All right. I don't think that's... I mean, I think you're in the minority, yeah, but I'm mostly with you. The song sucks.
Yeah.
The bit's okay. I
when
like
was that
bit,
released?
Oh, no idea.
It was in NBA, or it was in NCAA, like, 04, and it was on the soundtrack, and everyone loved it. And that's how it started. Yeah. Well, fun fact for you.
Well, if it's only back that far, they should change the song. I thought that this one shining thing had been going on since like 1974.
It's not great.
Well, it could have been around before that.
Yeah, Tommy just assumes the first time he heard it is the first time it started.
It's like Mancine Bear.
Yeah, yeah. Mancine Bear discovered it. Sublime.
Yep, Tommy discovered one shining moment.
That was pretty good. That last one?
Yeah. Avicii. Sauce got into him right after he died.
Yeah, I got real into him. Dude, he's got, like, his song. Hold on. Let me find it here. Wait, I could look it up here. What am I doing? Why am I looking at my
phone?
Did
you hear what you said,
bro? Hmm. He got into him right after he died?
That's hot.
Yeah. You going to write that down for Tommy's take for next week?
I said lucky. It's I weird. Did it live. It's I weird. Finally
yeah,
did it
when you're
live.
Here, it's hard to recap it.
This song wails. It's got a good family message. Tommy, you'd like this song.
I do like this song.
I love this song. Too bad my brother sucks.
You take that back.
You love Debbie.
I love that. You want to switch?
Yeah.
Eddie Swack.
Man, what a win for Sauce.
Yeah.
What a huge upgrade
you
for
went,
Sauce.
You went bargain shopping.
All right, wild news when we come back, and then what really matters, scores and stats around the world of sports. And the Vikings have a new guard. His name is Josh Klein. 3 years, $15.75 million, $7.25 million guaranteed. 29 years old. Played right guard the last couple years. We'll maybe for now assume that that's where he's going to be. We'll see. More with Kevin McDermott, Tommy Olsen, and the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
Ooh, The Fan.
Right now. It's time for Wild News, presented by Captain Morgan.
Hey, thanks, Captain Morgan. All right, Wild News. The Wild are at Washington tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, right here on The Fan. Washington actually hosted Tampa last night, if that really matters. But so they had a little battle. But otherwise, Arizona 1 point ahead of Minnesota. Arizona's at Florida tonight. Colorado is 2 points behind Arizona, 1 point behind Minnesota, and is at Dallas. Kevin, how's your squad?
Up and down.
Up and down.
Preds are, you know, winning overtime games versus the Wild and then dropping games to really not great teams.
Sure.
They're in, right?
Yeah, they'll make it.
Well, I hope so.
Meanwhile, Tampa Bay did beat Washington 5-4 in overtime, so Washington's going to be demoralized when the Wild roll in tomorrow.
That's not true.
That's probably not true. That was an exaggeration for sure. Damn it. And there's your wild news presented by Captain Morgan. Thanks, Captain
Thanks,
Morgan.
Thanks, Captain.
And now it's time for What Really Matters. Scores and stats around the world of sports and in between. Normally, Chris Hockey changes your life for something else, but he's in London.
No, he died.
Okay, he died.
Yep. No one cares.
And no one seems to care. But Paul, as you call him, Palpatine Lizard Guy, probably cares.
Obviously, because Hawk's not here, I'm going to play that bit into the ground. Mm-hmm. There's a 10... hour video I think I showed Corey yesterday of just this. It's just that just for 10 hours.
YouTube's ridiculous.
Yeah, YouTube whales.
Yep.
So, Corey, for my part of this bit, maybe you're going to do this later, but we could do the top 10 signs you're a team player. I strike out on almost all of them. Five random facts, or we can do the stats about March Madness.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Topical.
Yeah, let's go. Right, Tommy? Stay topical. What Really Matters is brought to you by Chris Lindahl Real Estate, the home of the guaranteed offer.
I love Palpatine. He looks like an old man.
It's one of your best impressions. Have you heard him do it yet, Kevin, or not? give him your best Palpatine. You got to watch the hand gestures too, because he definitely he twiddles his fingers like he's doing a magic trick, or like that he's Mr. Burns. Do it again.
Good. Good.
Thank you.
It's not bad, right? For the hands really change it. Think of the hundreds of people that are going to get to watch it next week in Las Vegas.
It's the focused eyes, too. He just goes,
yeah. Like he's trying to cast a spell with his eyes.
There's a bit, I forgot the contents of the Family Guy bit, but it's like they're talking about, and it's one of their flashbacks where they go flashback to some bug, and it's just going, good, good. I don't know. It's okay. Stupid. I love Palpatine. I already said that. Go ahead.
Yesterday, the Major League Baseball season opened up with a 9-7 win. The Mariners over the A's. That was in Japan. Right now, bottom six, game two in Japan. Mariners lead the A's 3-2.
Sweet.
Baseball. We are 1 week away from the Twins season opener. It's 1 week from today at 3:10 at Target Field. Twins and the Indians. It's going to be nice.
Can't wait. Yeah.
Unless it rains, right? It's supposed to be in the mid-50s.
Is it going to be 60?
It's going to be close. It's about time. Mm-hmm. Feels nice out there. What really matters, though, is this.
Oh, I was looking at a text from AJ.
Cool.
The One Shiny Moment thing started in 1987. Corey, hockey,
Tom.
Your name.
Are you okay?
Not.
That was not
AJ. Oh, that was
the opposite of
the
good.
The opposite of... 23% of us plan to watch at least one game on TV when it comes to March Madness. 8% will stream it online. 58% of Americans say they don't care about March Madness at all and won't be following it.
So think about that number for a second. That sounds like, whoa, almost 60% of the country doesn't even care. You know what 40% of 330 million is?
Now
again, that involves 330 as kids as well and babies and stuff, but out of the adult Americans, if it is truly 40% do care, that is an epically gigantic number. Right, that's... Okay. Let's ballpark it and say 100 million people.
I would fall into the camp of not caring after this weekend.
Really?
The first round is the
no
best.
No problem.
First 4 days are... Well, first weekend of the three weekends, the first weekend is easily the best.
It's infinitely
It's not
better.
Even close.
And then once you get to the Sweet 16, it's like, eh, okay. Great. Right. Unless there's a Cinderella story that makes it all the way to the Final Four, I lose interest.
Or it's your team, right? That's what the Final Four is magical if it's your team.
You know what? That's true. If UCLA was in it, I would care.
Right.
But we're terrible.
Yeah.
Kev, I'm exact opposite. I'm one of the guys that I don't really like the first weekend.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why.
That's insane. That means you haven't bet on it enough in your life.
Well, no, and there's not that many.
God,
like, I like
just
watching,
left you as a brother.
I like watching quality. Like, I'm not... Like a elite basketball mind, but like, I don't like watching like the okay teams. I'd rather watch really good teams play.
Yeah, but what if you have a decent team or a Cinderella team that has one of the really good teams on the ropes?
Yeah,
that's the best part of March Madness.
A 16-1,
right? But even when they don't, even when a 16 or a 15 or a 14 threatens a 1, 2, or 3 and has a lead with 2 minutes to go and blows it by 3, right? But and so just escapes that drama of. Is Kansas really going to lose? Is Kentucky really going to lose to some school I've never heard of? That's what's fun about it. That's the magic.
It's almost too much going on for me. Maybe that's
even though it's bad TV, they should have like an 8-9 matchup today. It should be the first game. I get the Minnesota-Louisville thing because there are like national storylines, but there are some for college basketball fans. But you should have like... The best game of Thursday and the best game of Friday lead the thing off.
That's nonsense.
Yeah,
how would you?
It tips off at like 11 a.m.
And how would you possibly know what the best game is?
Okay. I didn't know I was working with.
How would you know what the
Len
best game
Baez?
Is?
Isn't that the CBS guy?
Hey, what game's going to be the nail biter?
Cocaine overdose.
Rosie.
Hey, whatever game's going to triple overtime, can we do that one first? How would you know?
I meant like matchup wise.
So tell me which one you would put in there first. Give me a game that should stop the presses and start the day.
Like a 10 versus a 7 would be a good.
So like the Gophers in Louisville. God, you're so dumb. Kevin, you ever been to a Final Four?
Yes, I have.
Your thoughts?
It's really cool, but I don't know. They always put them in a, you know, like big stadium. And just like it's going to be here, and unless you're close, it's really like a weird atmosphere because you're used to going to you're used to going to the barn to see a game, and you know, maybe it'll be different here.
For those of you in the Twin Cities in the next couple of weeks that are not going to go to the games, a lot of times the atmosphere around the game is better than the actual games. And to your point, if you're way in the back at some of these big domes, basketball is an awful sport, right?
Yeah.
Awful, awful, awful sport in a big arena. And Saturday night's okay because all four fan bases pack that arena or stadium in this case.
This is for Hawk.
But Monday is a nightmare. The championship game is a nightmare because two fan bases go the F home.
Yeah.
Right? That's why you can always get unbelievably cheap tickets to the finals because those two teams that lost, they're not sticking around and watching two random teams and one of them that beat their team, right? They want to sell those tickets and get the F back on the plane and go home. So if you want to get cheap tickets, just wait until Monday afternoon.
You know what though? US Bank puts on a hell of a game day. And so they'll have it nice and tight and
for sure
a good experience.
The presentation will be great. Oh, yeah. The stuff around it will be a lot of fun. Won't be New Orleans though.
No, New Orleans sucks.
No, New Orleans does not suck.
Yeah, everything about New Orleans sucks.
Every their Final Four team, should be in New Orleans.
Their town.
Every Super Bowl should be in New Orleans.
No. New Orleans can
every Wimbledon
get crabs.
Should be in New Orleans.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's the Super Bowl at US point. Bank was awesome.
Everything tennis related should be in the bottom of the ocean.
Okay.
With Jack and Rose?
Hey, a shout out to our friends in North Dakota, North Dakota State.
Hell yeah!
The Bison won eight. Wait, I have to say that correctly, right? Bison. If you say bison,
no one
they get mad. The Bison. Yeah. 78,
Tommy, your thoughts.
78-74 over NC Central and the Eagles. That means North Dakota State now faces Duke.
Here's Tommy's thoughts on that team.
Yes, well said.
Duke, 6-10 on Friday versus our friends from NDSU.
I bet Duke is...
They got to be close to a 20-point favorite.
Well,
let's look it up.
Well, Kentucky today, because obviously I'm a huge Wildcats fan. We all know this because I was born and raised there. They're 23.5-point favorites against a 15 seed. I bet Duke's a 31-point favorite.
I just saw it.
31?
What do you guys want to guess? Kevin, are you allowed to guess this? Can you guess a spread?
I don't think
That's private.
How dumb are these NFL rules? You can't even guess what the spread's going to be.
Man. Here's Roger
Goodell.
Kevin pays
attention
Kevin.
To the rules. All right. Tommy and Soth, then guess. Duke versus North Dakota State, 6-10 tomorrow. What's the spread?
32.5.
26.
Tommy wins. 27.5.
Wow.
If NDSU beats him,
that I'll bet you, I'll take the 27 points.
I will walk to Fargo.
Go North Dakota.
I'll walk.
And I know I played this bit into the ground, but here's everybody in Fargo if you're walking up there.
Hold that thought. Everybody hold still for a second.
Boy, it's all 4 hours to drive. I can imagine.
Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, I bet it's a 4-day walk.
Wouldn't be bad in summer.
It is.
Burn some cows.
It is 234 miles. According to Google Maps, a walk from Minneapolis to Fargo would take you 3 days, 9 hours.
Make the bet.
You will walk to Fargo if NDSU beats Duke.
100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Book it. Power Trip book Bets. It. Book yeah. it.
Oh,
if this happens.
This is so good.
Yeah, this would be
great. Going to walk to Fargo.
Everyone in North Dakota is A, hoping North Dakota wins, and then B, hoping a semi hits you as you walk up there.
Think about this, Tommy.
Right. Yeah, you have to make surface streets. You can't walk on the highway.
Right. And truly think about this. You can't walk for 3 days, 9 hours straight, which means this is going to be
a week.
Probably a week or two because you're going to have to walk to a hotel
and
or a cabin or a house. And
yeah.
Right.
Can't
this is
94.
A this is a week minimum, if not closer to 2 weeks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're going to do it if NDSU beats Duke.
It's probably the dumbest bet I've ever made. But yeah.
Right,
yeah,
because there's no upside. No, nothing. No. You don't win anything. You just have to walk or go, yeah, that's what we thought was going to happen. Yeah. Okay, but...
like modern-day lose-lose here.
That is a modern-day lose-lose. Good for you. All right, Fan 5 is next. More with Kevin McDermott, Tommy Olsen, who's going to be walking to Fargo at some point, hopefully. God, think of how Fargo is going crazy, hoping they win anyway, right? Because it would be one of the greatest upsets in the history of sports.
Here's Fargo.
We just mentioned it. Only one seed has ever lost.
Yeah.
Virginia last year. Duke with Zion as 27.5-point favorites.
Coach K
would
be fired.
One of the greatest upsets in the history of sports. We're talking Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson big, if not bigger.
Vikings, Saints.
And you're going to walk to Fargo. I feel confident that you're not going to, but I really, really want to see this happen now. More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
I'm so ready for this movie.
Oh, it looks so scary. The edited version sucks.
What movie?
Us.
This is the song for it?
It's the new Jordan Peele movie.
Yeah.
Horror movie.
98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. And this is in the trailer.
Oh, it is?
I texted Sauce if you heard it.
Yeah. I had. It's. Man. That movie's going to be so good. And this song wails.
Yeah, this song, so fire.
Yeah,
Tommy,
so fire.
I got bad news, though. The movie Us comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Probably tonight at midnight, right? But it comes out tomorrow. So, unfortunately, you will not be able to watch it.
Why?
You'll be walking to Fargo when the game ends about 8:30.
When is that game? I got to watch.
Tomorrow night, 6:10.
All right.
6:10.
God, I hope I hope that game's close.
I just sweat.
You need to have a go bag packed by the door, ready to hit the road.
I really thought that would be a long, boring walk, wouldn't it?
Be great for your calves. Right. You want to look like Sauce?
I'd lose some weight, probably.
Yeah, you'd lose some weight.
Yeah.
No, I'd probably snack the whole time.
Why wouldn't you? What else do you have to do?
And you'd have to have walking sodies, obviously. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, what if Duke loses to NDSU and you have an almost 4-day walk, which again is going to turn into a week plus, right, with stops? What if it's a Forrest Gump situation? What if the second you leave the Twin Cities, you just have a horde of people behind you supporting you?
Be great.
And just hicks all the way between Minneapolis and Fargo to say, I got nothing to do. I'll walk with you.
It'd be great.
More likely people walk with you than run, right? Forrest was running.
Yeah,
it's hard to keep pace.
Strictly walk.
Nice brisk walk.
Yeah.
Solid pace.
I'll buy some new Asics for it. It'd be great.
Okay. What are you, 100?
Asics? Oh, do you know Get Out? Back to that movie. The movie Get
Out.
About
I haven't seen it, but sure. Pulling your pants down and showing your crank.
Okay.
No. Oh, okay. Corey's offended by me. We have people in here. He doesn't want to be offended by Kevin.
Or I predicted front of
good Kevin. Sentence.
Words are hard.
My heart just stopped.
You know, I've waited years to hear somebody say that.
What are you saying, though, about Get Out?
It is pointless.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No. What I was going to say was pointless.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short.
I predicted the movie. That's all I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Predicted the ending. You saw the twist coming.
Humble brag. Yeah, okay. That's all it was going to be. Let's move on. It was funnier what I said.
How would you like to move on to have Sauce do the sports update?
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Garage Solutions Minneapolis.
And GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com. Time to declutter and organize those garages, man. It's spring. Go to GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com. Do some work. Let them do the work for you. That's the brilliance of it. Don't do anything. Just sign up.
The Golden Gophers kick off the madness today at 11:15 versus Louisville. Pregame starts at 10:45 right here on The Fan. The Gophers are a 5-point dog. Other games today include number 2 seed Michigan State versus 15 seed Bradley. That's at 1:45. Most of these games can be heard either on KFAN Plus and The Fan tonight. 4 seed Kansas takes on 13 seed Northeastern at 3. Of course, my 2 seeded Kentucky Wildcats take on 15 seed Abilene Christian at 6:10, and the number 1 seed Gonzaga takes on 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson at 6:27. Games can be seen on CBS, TBS, True TV, and of course TNT. And like I said, they can be heard on the Plus and the Fan tonight. The Wolves are in Charlotte. They have lost four straight. Everyone seems to be out except for Karl Anthony Towns, and the Wolves are in full-on meat sauce mode. Game is at 6 p.m. The Wild take on the Caps tomorrow in the nation's capital. Game time is 6. The Wild still remain a point back of that final wild card spot. The Vikings have found their right guard. They signed Josh Klein to a 3-year deal worth $15.75 million. Trevor Siemian has joined the Jets on a 1-year, $2 million deal. The Twins are off tonight, and I just found out on TV shows how much I pay attention. Ichiro will retire after this series in Tokyo.
We don't care.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks, man.
Good job, dude.
I appreciate that.
All right, Kevin.
Yeah.
Let's talk Vikings for a second. I know we got Vikings news in like 40 minutes, but let's do Vikings news for our 704 listeners.
Got it.
I give you a name. You just tell me whatever you've thought about them in the last couple of weeks when they've been in the news, okay? Anything you want, whether it's, hey, good to have him back, or glad to see that guy go, he sucked, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, he's the bane of my existence.
So tell me as a teammate what it was like watching the Anthony Barr situation unfold.
Well, you always want him to, you know, go out there and get the contract that he deserves because he's a hell of a player. And so we saw the news come across the wire that he was signing with the Jets, and obviously we're bummed to lose him, but you know, he made a decision that was good for himself, and then we were really, really excited. I was in the weight room working out with a couple of guys at TCO when...
Sick brag.
Thank you. when we found out that he was coming back, and it was high fives all around.
Mm.
He's a hell of a football player.
Yeah, he's...
And a dynamite human, he seems to be. Okay, guess not.
No, he totally is. I thought that's a question.
No, it was a sentence. You should know that. You went to college, I didn't.
Shamar Stephens back.
Very happy to have him. That dude is really, really good.
Hmm. Bigger and stronger than the last time you saw him or not?
I haven't seen him.
Hmm. Okay.
But
let's just assume that he is.
Absolutely.
A couple of Vikings are out the door. Let's talk Latavius Murray. He's on his way to the Saints.
Fantastic teammate. And, you know, was awesome having him on the team and wish him the best.
Good interview too, right? Everybody really liked talking to him.
Didn't he win some award for
I think
that
he won the
year?
Good Guy Award, right? The media, one of the media awards.
Really?
I believe he did.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool.
How come you didn't win that? You seem to be pretty good with the media.
I mean, I can't believe you guys keep having me on.
Right. Anderson Dejo signs with the enemy, a 1-year deal with the Eagles.
Really happy that he got that money. And, you know, he was, I think he was the longest tenured Viking on the
Sounds
team
right.
at this point. So,
and oldest defensive player, I think, too, right?
Yeah.
After Newman retired?
That guy hits hard. He is out there headhunting, and so, you know, he's a good defensive player. Oh my God.
Genius.
Okay. Does hockey actually have a sister?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a and, slut.
Well, but a professional one.
So it's classy.
Willingly promiscuous for pay.
Yeah,
that's
Rosie
on record.
Rosie knows her. Rosie may be the father of her child, for all we know.
Well, that was never confirmed.
Yeah, he doesn't deny it, though.
Mike Remmers is out the door. Tell us about Mike.
Awesome guy. He grew up about, I don't know, 2 hours north of where my wife's from in Oregon. So he and I and our wives hit it off, and, you know, we'll miss them being here in the Twin Cities. But it's just part of football, man. I mean, like, I've been here going on 5 years, and there's probably 15 guys that are still here, and that's just the nature of the NFL. Things change really, really quickly, and, you know, it's what we sign up for.
A guy whose career basically depends on your career, Dan Bailey, is back, right? The better you are, the better he is, but Dan Bailey back on a 1-year deal.
So excited to have him back. He is a true professional and obviously one of the most accurate kickers in NFL history, so... we're really glad to have him back.
I think it's fifth now, right? After last year, I think he's the fifth most accurate kicker ever.
Yeah, I mean, he's had great years in the past. And, I mean, it's really tough coming in mid-year and getting into a rhythm with a completely new operation and a new team and moving to a new city and just getting thrown right in. So having a full off season, working together as a unit, it'll be really nice having that cohesiveness.
Do you think he'd play golf with me?
Yeah, he's a stick, man.
All right. Well, I'll take you two. We'll go.
Okay.
You have to invite him, though, because I don't have his information.
Yeah, I will. Dude, he was a... I think he won, like, tournaments in high school. Was like, a legit player.
Longwell really good, too?
I don't know. He was before my time. So.
Yeah, you're not that old.
I think he was a good golfer.
Really good. I think he lives in the same neighborhood as...
There are a lot of kickers that are good golfers. Really good golfers.
They just have nice follow-throughs on everything. They'd probably be good dart players.
Sweet.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I've never played throwers. A game of darts in my life.
Dude, it's fun, man.
Darts 301, yeah.
Cricket kicks ass.
301, both those games.
Yeah,
are
both
so,
those games
and there's
well.
Great to drink doing.
Oh. Yeah, the sharper the darts, the better.
Bar.
Especially when
what are you
hammer.
Better at, darts or pool?
I suck.
I'm terrible at pool. My hands are too small.
Probably pool. But I haven't played in a long time. I'd probably get worked.
Kev, how old
not
are
by
you?
Sauce, but everybody 29. Else.
Wow.
What did you think he was? Like 40?
Wow.
I thought we were the same.
Very Owen Wilson-esque. Wow.
Wow.
So 09, you graduate?
08.
Okay. So you were a senior and I was a freshman.
Yeah. God, your brother and I are closer.
You are mathematically putting this puzzle together, Tommy.
Yeah.
You're almost there.
I'm just thinking Kevin and I probably have been boys in high school.
Yeah. Let's not assume that.
I think so.
Yeah, here's exactly Kevin's thoughts. That's, I'm going to say this, that's the best thing I've ever added to this morning show, is that sounder.
And it's a low bar. Because I like that bit. But
yeah,
it's a great bit.
All right.
Or, sorry. I take that back. The best thing I've ever added is this.
That might be closer to true. Sheldon Richardson was only here for 1 year. Tell us about Sheldon.
One hell of a football player. And, you know, he got an unbelievable contract.
He did.
At Cleveland. So.
And that team is
stacked.
Just stacking talent.
Yeah.
What a turnaround, man. If that GM doesn't win awards or hasn't won awards.
Yeah.
Who knows if it's going to work out, but isn't it crazy? And again, I'm not trying to put you in a bad spot. We'll just have Tommy and Sauce comment on this. How crazy is it that the Browns are ahead of the Vikings in terms of Super Bowl odds now?
Are they really?
Yeah. They're like 14-1 and the Vikings are 20-1.
Yeah, which...
It's a giant sucker bet.
It is.
Because I still feel better about the Vikings and the Browns, and I know that's a little homerish, but I really do just because I think there's so many young players on Cleveland, and I just trust the vets here more. 14-1.
And putting together an all-star football team rarely works.
Okay.
It's Washington's tried to do it for years. It's never worked.
As someone who is not a gambler, do those odds reflect the amount of money that are being put down on that team?
Yeah. The money changes the odds for sure. The more money that comes on, they have to change the odds to try to get it back to a number that they want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not the mathematical probabilities of you obviously winning. That's where the money says that's, anyway.
You know how fun the Browns are going to be so fun playing Madden with?
Yeah.
That'll be
sick. Oh, yeah, I can't wait for Madden.
Scrambling quarterback, and then those two to throw to?
Didn't some survey like a week or two ago, I forget who the survey was from. I don't remember if it was front office people or ticket brokers. I don't remember who did the survey, but they basically...
Todd Salad.
So Todd Salad did this survey. And they were saying now you can legitimately mathematically argue that the Browns are a top five road draw.
Yeah.
Isn't that
insane? That's a great point.
They've been the worst road draw probably for what? Almost 20 years. Now they're top five. Everybody wants to see Baker. They want to see Odell. They want to see Sheldon Richardson. I don't know. That's probably not true, but still.
Yeah. I would go to the Browns. If I had to pick who's coming to town, I'd probably pick them.
Do we play them?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm not sure. We know our opponents. We don't have
schedule until April.
The schedule's about 2 weeks, 3 weeks away. You know what that means, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Then we plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, you guys go on the road, out. People show up to see Tommy, so.
I've
never been he's the draw.
Oh,
that's true.
Look at you.
Although, again, he's never been to Fargo. I don't think you're going to walk there, but
You've never been to Fargo?
Never.
No, he hates Fargo.
I hate Fargo.
He hates it, but he's never been there because he hates how much
I hate bison.
Their fans love to, you know, prod the Gophers for losses in the past.
Uh-huh.
So he has a hatred for the fan base of NDSU.
Well, I mean,
as a Gopher,
Tommy and the boys had to get ready for big time opponents all the time.
You're preaching, man.
NDSU had to get ready for one big game every like 8 weeks.
Well, now they're not going to welcome you to North Dakota either.
I love North Dakota. I'm doing stand up in Fargo. I don't know the date yet, but I love. Is Fargo in North Dakota?
Sure is, Paul.
I love that area.
My parents are from South Dakota, so there's some South Dakota, North Dakota.
Yes.
North Dakota loves me because I always cheer against the Gopher football team.
I do love Fargo. We've had fun up there.
Yeah, they have great. That Bostonio's pizza place.
It's called Boston's. I don't know why you made it Italian.
Bostonio's.
Yeah, we've done shows at the Sanctuary. Yeah, those were super fun shows.
Yeah.
Anyway, where were we? We went through that. We went through this.
What's the loser bet for the fantasy football next year?
Haven't decided
yet. Wait, Kevin, well, that's not what it's called.
Now it's called What Will Chris Hockey Do? Because he loses all the time.
I thought you had to stay in the airport.
Yeah, I did the airport bit when I had to take John Creasel's penis mold through TSA. I also had to grow my hair out for, it was supposed to be 12 months, but I bought my way out after 10 and a half months. Long story, but that was still a 10 and a half month grind, and I hated it.
What does hockey had to do?
If we go year by year, year one, he had to shovel crap at the Minnesota Zoo for like an hour. Animal crap, of course, not human. I think year two.
Yeah, his dad would have literally, like, Hunger Games. I volunteer!
Would have been like Rudy's dad who cried.
Yeah,
I don't remember if year two or year three was the GIMP mask, but he's very claustrophobic. This is actually maybe the worst one we've ever done because it was so easy, but he had to wear a GIMP mask, a zipper over the lips, basically, an entire Power Trip morning show. So for 3.5 hours, he talked through a zipper.
He secretly loved it.
No, he's a very claustrophobic person. So that was really the only person of the group that it would have worked on. The rest of us would have said, oh, this kind of sucks, but no big deal. He was more nervous about not being able to breathe than he wasn't embarrassed by it, obviously. It was just, I don't like this. And then whether that was year two or three, I'm not sure. But the other year was, you know those Jelly Belly?
Yeah.
What the hell are they called?
That's the only time we had a weekly punishment, too.
What the hell were those called again?
What are they?
Yes, thank you. Bean Boozled.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You ever done that bit?
No. That's disgusting.
You know what I'm talking about, or not? So Jelly Belly puts out this box called Bean Boozled, and it's a game, kind of. You pick a jelly bean, and half of them are normal flavors. Half of them are the grossest jelly bean flavors you can imagine, like puke, cut grass, dead fish. I mean, moldy,
egg.
like what? Sweaty socks or whatever.
Egg.
Like rotten eggs. Dog food. Horrible flavors, and they live up to it. They legit. Booger is one of them. They taste disgusting. So we had a weekly punishment at that point. Whoever lost the week had to do one a week. So
you didn't know if it was going to be
right. You gambled.
Rotten socks or pina colada.
Right. So. Well, sometimes great on a weekly point. Bit, one of us would lose. You'd throw a jelly bean in. You'd be like, oh, I got a good one. This is fine. No punishment. The end of the year punishment was whoever lost had to eat the rest of the box at one time.
Lucky.
And Hawk did. I think it's on YouTube somewhere. He almost threw up for 3 straight minutes because he had to chew all of them at the same time. And all of those horrible flavors combined at the same time really, really made him close to throwing up.
I'm the king of exaggeration, but he came over where you're sitting, Kevin, and he breathed on me. I gagged. It was awful.
When people eat some of them, especially the dog food one, you can smell it from about 5 feet away.
Yeah, but that's so much better than being on a bus for 36
correct.
Hours.
Correct. Yeah. Right. So he lost the first three. Then I lost the next two with the haircut loss and then the airport in 24 hours with John Creasel's penis mold.
John Penis's Creasel.
Right, exactly. And then AJ Hawk and Sauce all lost 2 years ago, but Sauce bought his way out. That was the pirate bet, and he didn't want to dress like a pirate slash get his ears pierced. So he paid me $1,000 to get out of it, and Hawk and AJ $300 apiece. $1,600 to get out of it, piercing his ear.
Are AJ and Hawk really that bad of negotiators?
No, but they just didn't want to do it.
Up to 1,000?
Yeah. Well, they didn't want to get their ears pierced, but they actually had fun, I think, with the talking like a pirate, dressing like a pirate.
Now we made the rule that only the winners get to negotiate a buyout.
Yes. So this year, Chris lost, and he's got to take a 36-hour bus ride back from Las Vegas. He tried to negotiate out, but the price was too high, and he just said, forget it, I'm doing it.
And then he tried to ride a train for like 12 extra hours. Remember that buyout?
Yeah. We were gonna we were gonna get paid, but he was gonna train from basically Arizona to Chicago and then take a bus from Chicago back to Minneapolis. So it would have added about 10 to 12 hours to his entire trip, but most of it would have been on a train. I would have accepted it because it was money and still a pain in the ass, 2 days of travel. But that got shot down, and his wife talked him out of it. And by talking him out of it, I mean she told him, no, you're not
doing that. You're not doing that. But I'm still convinced he's going to hit a huge jackpot in Las Vegas. He'll have enough yag in him, and he'll come over and go, here, I'm not doing that. And I'd go, deal.
Now I forgot. Why did we start this conversation? What were we talking about?
What's next year's going to be?
Oh, yeah, right. Thank
you. We don't know yet.
Good memory. We don't know yet because Chris claims, because he hates this bus idea so much and he's dreading doing it a week from Saturday, he claims he's not playing next year in the Fantasy Charts Challenge. He wants out.
I whined about that. I said that multiple times, and I think you called me a little bitch multiple times. But he
absolutely sounds like something I would say.
He can't not do it. Plus, he's terrible, and all he had to say last year was, who's the guy that you took in the last week? Plays for the Texans.
Oh, DeAndre Hopkins.
That's all he had to say.
He went. Do you
DeAndre
know the story?
Got the highest point total of the year.
The end of the year, Chris really, really needed a win at the end. And he basically, for the most part, had the choice between Adam Thielen, the final week of the year against the, wasn't the Bears, right? It may have been the week before that. I don't remember. It was Thielen or DeAndre Hopkins, and he went with his heart, not with his head. Took Thielen. Thielen had, like, what, one or two catches? And DeAndre Hopkins had two or three touchdowns and, like, nine catches. Just smoked it. And if he had just said DeAndre Hopkins.
Who would have gone?
I think it would have been AJ, right?
No, Kreese.
Oh, Kreese, that's right.
Had Antonio Brown.
I forgot about Kreese.
He scored a touchdown on the first drive, and I'm like, we can't be the morning show that sends a guy with no legs on a bus ride. Because it'd be tough for him because...
But now we're the morning show that sends a guy that buys a purse.
Yeah.
That's no better.
Yeah, and wants a pirate coat and is very excited for a TV show about a Frankenstein cop.
I've got another unpopular opinion. I like hockey better with blonde hair.
You like who better?
Hockey.
Oh, hockey. You said something else.
I don't know if that's unpopular or popular. Tommy, let's vote quickly. Hockey with blonde hair or his regular brownish hair?
Blonde.
I think he looks great regardless.
What a kiss ass.
We should have hockey instead of the t-shirt idea. We should have hockey bring his merce on the bus. He has to have his merce on him at all times.
It'd probably be convenient on the bus.
His merce is going
to
get stolen.
Yeah.
Man, that'd be
hard. And if he was driving through another part of the country, he may get beat up for having that thing.
We never discussed, and again, we always forget small little loopholes. One of the other loopholes is we should have had it in the deal, a specific number of check-ins via social media, Periscope, Twitter, whatever. I mean, clearly I trust him. I believe he's actually going to be on the bus.
Well, and he's the king of the selfies, so he'll take plenty.
He should.
Yeah, he will. He's a good sport.
What if he makes the best friend he's ever had on this bus trip?
What if he meets his soulmate?
That'll be great.
Over under number of people he talks to on the entire trip, 1.5.
Over.
Over.
Over. He's friendly.
How about willingly talks? Over 1.5.
Zero.
Willingly, it's zero.
Set the over under at zero.
He wants to talk to zero people.
Yeah. That's why we got to have a loud t-shirt on.
Man. And you can't pick where you're going to eat either. That sucks.
I think he'll figure that out. He loves gas station food.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I don't blame him there. Love gas station food.
You're going to have to stop at so many gas stations on your walk to Fargo.
You're in trouble,
just
me
to get
boy.
He's not gonna fake have to barbecued anywhere. Lays.
There will be people meeting him on the side of the road, ready to.
Oh, that'd be great.
We'd have to have somebody monitor you so you don't get rides. People are gonna stop by, try to pick you up, say they're gonna drive you 10 miles and drop you off.
It's never gonna happen.
No, there's no.
Well, then
no.
Why don't you make the same bet?
All right,
Paul, you join
yeah,
me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
you're both in.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
See, I just all you have to do is ask, and I just doubled up the bet. So Fargo, if NDSU beats Duke tomorrow, Tommy and Sauce together, maybe. Oh, Tommy, you have no idea what you just got yourself into.
Do you know how much I complain? I'll complain.
Bitch Fest 2019.
Not to mention, it'll now take you 3 weeks.
well played.
3 weeks off, Tommy, if you want to keep pace with Sauce.
Congratulations. All of your vacation time is now gone.
You're losing so much time and money because you've aligned yourself with Sauce. You're going to have to just walk and leave him.
And sanity.
You know how drunk we'd be walking.
Sauce isn't going to get to Rogers before he goes, go on without me.
No, I'm not going to get. I'm not going to get to the Costco over here.
Hey, Tommy's Takes is next, Kevin. It's a masterpiece. You can't wait, right?
I'm so ready.
It's the best. Live in front of Kevin McDermott, Tommy's Takes. Next on the Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
Look, some of us can drive all the way to Fargo if we want. Others walk. But if you have a vehicle, go to LutherAuto.com, and you could just flat out sell it to Luther if you're done with it. So they want you to know that year-round, of course, that's the place to buy, whether it's a car, truck, van, or SUV. Nobody has better deals and better service than Luther. But they want you to know you can flat out sell a vehicle to Luther. They're one of the biggest dealership groups in the country when it comes to used auto sales, and that's because their inventory is massive, and that's because they will flat out buy vehicles. So drive into one of those 30 locations. Tell them you heard me, Corey Cove, on the Power Trip Morning Show talking about selling vehicles to Luther. Say, I need a quick estimate. In about 15 minutes, I'll give you a fast, simple, and safe offer. And if you accept, you flip your vehicle into cash, and Luther handles all of the paperwork. The whole process is awesome, start to finish. It's easy. And Luther is just great to work with. You're going to love Luther. You're going to see why I go there and why everybody else goes there. LutherAuto.com. Luther is your automotive authority. We buy at Luther.
KFAN. Total traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. On southbound 35W, we've got an accident at Lake that's blocking the right lane. Got a crash on southbound 35E on the entrance ramp from Maryland, and an accident southbound Highway 52 near 85th Avenue. Traffic jammed northbound 169 from Highway 21 up to Pioneer Trail. That's traffic on the Fan, sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.
The Fan.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
The bracket is out. Head on over to KFAN.com right now to fill out a winning bracket for the college hoops action today. Hurry, the bracket will lock up when the games start today. Great prizes, including a $1,000 gift card to the winner, thanks to our friends at Captain Morgan. KFAN.com, keyword contest.
How long are you going to talk?
A long time. All right, we have no time to waste. Tommy, you got to get going to the big boy job pretty soon, right?
So let's after this, I got to go.
So let's do Tommy's Takes. Every week on the Power Trip Morning Show, Tommy recaps his week of listening to the show. He listens all week long, even when he's not here, and then he jots down things that he would have said. He wants to jump in with opinions that he would have added to the conversation. He recaps the entire week, both podcast and the live show, the After Party podcast and the live show. Tommy, take it away.
Speaking of that, I want to start just doing an After Party podcast take, Tommy's Takes.
Dear God. This is like Inception now.
Yeah, so like, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Paul, you know how you say neither or either instead of neither?
Yeah. Corey Cobb Jr., yeah.
I say it too.
I also say well instead of while. That's English language and I.
Milk instead of milk.
But yeah. I say me either all the time.
Yeah, I'm not good at the English language.
Same.
You and I are in the same boat. That's why our older / younger brothers hate us.
Yeah, correct. Correct. Oh, women's razors, right? We got on Friday, you and Chris in the gang were talking about shaving your balls.
Okay.
And
it's 7:30 in the morning.
And so when I manscape, correct?
Continue. So far, I'm with
you. When there's women's razor, so Old Bay's razor, it's night and day how soft they are. Like, so soft. They won't cut you or anything like that. Like, the softest. I'll continue.
Did you hear me last week when I said, Creasel gave us a very specific idea for maximizing
efficiency down there. Mm-hmm. Did you hear what he said?
No.
About
I don't remember.
The situation for your undercarriage and what it's supposed to be doing while you're shaving.
It's basically...
Who likes to masturbate?
So what I said is the most likely to try that is Tommy Olsen.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that now. Yeah. I will. I'll give it... Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
You'll give it a whirl.
Yeah. Figured you would.
Yeah, I say that too.
Yeah, give it a whirl. You guys have the same vernacular.
You and I are very similar.
we are. These one's for Hawk. It was...
All right, bring it up. He's probably listening.
It was something about if you ever, like, eaten it, and someone said, have you ever got Jesus. Eight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we were talking about initials, have you ever got eight? And he said, yeah, twice.
Brilliant line. That was so funny.
Yeah. Okay. Kevin, this is how it works.
I have the most genius idea for the Mall of America, but I do not want to say it on air because I think someone's going to steal it. Like, brilliant.
For a store or for what?
I can't even give you the hint.
You can't even say it's a store idea.
If it comes to fruition, I will be a...
if it what now?
I don't know.
No joke.
Say it again. One more time, Tommy.
This is exactly what Palpatine's talking about. This is me to you.
Yeah. You are his.
Yeah, you're my
Sith
apprentice.
Lord apprentice.
Yeah.
Come to fruition.
Yeah.
Good.
What is it? What's the word?
Fruition.
There's an R in there.
Oh, there's an R.
Not a W.
Okay. Yeah, but that's a genius idea I have. I'm in for buying a Vegas place together. I'll share it with you guys.
Kevin would, but the NFL won't allow it. No one can even live in the state of Nevada.
Except the Raiders.
Except for the Raiders.
Chad Johnson and Hawk in their new profile picture.
Mm. Oh, Chad Jordan. His name's Chad Jordan.
Oh, I was going to say, Hockey knows the old Bengals.
Ocho Cinco?
Yeah, not Ocho Cinco. Chad Jordan.
Chad Jordan. Mm-hmm. They look savage.
Yep.
Those guys agree.
Solid mullets.
No, as I always say, Hockey proves the point that when he slept with a zero, so did she.
Yeah. She probably still tells that story.
Yeah. I love Chris's new some bitch.
Mm-hmm. SUMBITCH.
Love that. God, a lot of these were for Chris. And he's not.
That's all right.
Who do you think you are? I am that guy.
The bowler.
The Pete Weber.
The amount of times I've done that playing like a drinking game or something. Oh.
Who do you think you are? I am.
It's the best Sally of all time. It is.
And he points at you.
He points at him.
Double thumbs.
Genius.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Great. It's, yeah.
Continue. Tommy's takes.
Rum chata is my favorite thing ever. Love that drink. Makes you really fat, though. Power Trip Bet's condom story.
Oh, that was the After Party podcast.
Yeah.
About how his buddy went downstairs to get a condom because he just met this like 10 and a half at some party. Realized he didn't have a condom. Freaked out. Told the gal, hold on 1 second. Ran down to the lobby of the hotel. And it was her room, not his room. And he didn't remember her room number. So he knocked on a whole bunch of doors and he wasn't even sure he was on the right floor. And in Vegas... That doesn't work. There aren't 10 rooms.
No.
There's like 10 billion rooms. So he never found her again.
See, that's
heartbreaking.
So I have a comment or something, but that's it is a after party comment.
Got it.
So that's why I want to start doing after party.
Because you have to keep it clean on the radio, but you have graphic comments on that story.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Kanye has at least 10 rippers.
Correct.
7 rings is actually pretty good. We already discussed both of those things, though. The Wabo thing. How you guys are pro athletes?
Oh, Wombo.
Now?
Yeah, did you know this, Kevin? No, we're Sauce and Hawk and I are professional athletes now. Legitimately, we are signed professional athletes.
Is this esports?
Esports.
Look at me with 3
Kevin!
Professionals.
We have contracts. Legit contracts.
Nobody asked you, Kevin.
How much are you getting paid?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's none of your business.
Yeah, none of your business, you some bitch.
None ya.
That's actually sick though. I thought that was I texted Sauce right away and I go, I loved it. I had to pull over.
Yeah, when Hawk fell out of the helicopter because the rubes got him to hit the Y button.
It was brilliant.
I about
brilliant.
Pissed my pants.
Yeah,
that was
brilliant.
Super.
Yeah,
I can't.
It was super brilliant.
And I've never played it on Xbox, so I didn't even remotely get the joke. Oh, everybody's just telling you to hit Y. I didn't know what Y did. Neither did Chris. Clearly, he's played on Xbox. Commit suicide, falling out of the helicopter. It was brilliant.
Just a couple more. Frankie Valli, could you look this up?
You talked about it yesterday. Grease, the Grease song.
Oh, yeah.
Grease is the world.
The word, not the world.
Word.
Great, great song.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. This gets your mind right.
And I then, don't know about that, but...
The fuck great.
More than anything that I've ever fucked.
This is Corey.
No thanks.
Then I have my four: Duke, Virginia, Zaga, North Carolina. And then I just wanted to say,
so you're going all chalk, all four number ones for the four versus core.
Yes,
that's fine. Book it, Power Trip Bets. Tommy wants all four number ones.
And then the last thing: Gophers O line. Right,
mm-hmm.
They're going to be unbelievable this year. They flew out to get special training with this O-line guru named LaCharles Bentley, who like trains all the elite guys, like our center.
I know that name. Didn't he play for the Saints?
Saints.
And the Vikings, I think, wanted him at one point, yeah.
So good. But then he got hurt or something. But yeah, the whole O-line, Gopher O-line went out there and learned some stuff. So get ready. We're finally going to have a good O-line.
Better O-line, NDSU or the Gophers?
Gophers.
Better O-line, the Gophers or the Minnesota Vikings?
Vikes.
You hesitated.
I did. Because I'm telling you, there will be at least two, maybe three drafted O-linemen on this class, or on this team.
Eventually in their careers.
Well, yeah, Lele, he's bigger than a door. And he can move. And he can dunk. Yeah, freak.
Well, he's 9 feet tall.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
That would be embarrassing if he couldn't.
Yeah. And that's
Tommy's Takes.
That's Tommy's Takes.
Next week, live in Las Vegas, Tommy's Takes at 7:15 Central, 5:15 Vegas time.
With Suave.
So I'll see you Wednesday, right?
See you Wednesday.
Are you flying out with us?
The Sun Country one. I think.
In the morning, right? The 8 a.m.?
Yeah, the 8 a.m.
You're with us.
One. Let's go. I'm in.
Right on. See you next week, Tommy.
Bye, babe. Thanks, guys.
Vikings news is next, and we have a Viking in the building, so that would be good. Tommy's Takes in the rearview mirror. Vikings news with Kevin McDermott is next on the Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan.
You're listening to TheFan.com.
All right, Tommy's Takes was epic, but it ran late, so we got to get right into Vikings news. Let's do it. Or don't.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Radco, your truck accessories pro.
Thanks, Radco. The Vikings signed guard Josh Klein, former Tennessee Titan. He was in town. They wined him, they dined him, and then they signed him to a 3-year, $15.75 million deal, $7.25 million guaranteed. He's 29 years old, played the last couple of years exclusively at right guard, and Kevin McDermott of the Vikings. You mentioned the stat that I saw in the paper as well, that something like 46, 47, 48, I forget what it is, but he has the longest consecutive start streak in the NFL, so he doesn't miss a lot of games.
I don't know the number either, but I did see that stat. It's very impressive.
For guards, that's right? Longest streak for guards, which is great. 79 career games, 64 career starts. He apparently played 3 years with New England to start his career. You said you met him yesterday.
I did. I was in TCO going in for a workout and ran into him on his tour. Seemed like an awesome guy. We bonded over Nashville. He and his wife just bought a place back there. I think that's where they'll end up long term. So we were talking about home.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What was his instant reaction to TCO?
Well, I didn't ask him about it, but I mean, you can't go in there and not be wowed. It's definitely one of the top five in the NFL.
You were telling Tommy off air how blown away you were by the Gopher facility as well.
Yeah. You know, NFL rules are set up so that guys have to work out with a football outside of their home facility. So I can go into TCO and lift, but I can't be in there snapping. So myself and our punter, Matt Weil, we go over University of Minnesota's indoor, and man, that place is awesome.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I have not been there.
You should.
It's that good.
It's that good.
I've heard it's sweet. I've heard
state
it's
state of
elite.
The art. Elite.
Better than TCO?
No. Definitely not.
But for a college, it's about as good as it gets.
No question.
That's awesome. Former Viking quarterback Trevor Siemian, on his way to the New York Jets, signed a 1-year, $2 million deal. You said he was an awesome teammate. You said he was super funny. He's going to back up Sam Darnold. Do you know anything about Sean Mannion? I'm not trying to put you in a weird spot either, but ProFootballTalk.com and other sources are saying the Vikings have interest in Sean Mannion as a potential backup. He was a former Rams backup quarterback.
I know he went to Oregon State. I think I played against him in college when I was at UCLA, but that's all I know about him.
Hmm. Don't know if that's true or not, but we'll see. But obviously now the Vikings need a backup quarterback. They have Kyle Sloter, but the two quarterbacks on roster is clearly not enough. Paul, your hands up.
Well, no, but as you said, though, they have a very, very durable quarterback in Kirk Cousins. Now, granted, Kyle Sloter's a good dude, but if he starts more than one game, I mean, we're looking at the number one overall pick.
How do you know?
Well, he's never played. I mean, I guess I don't.
He's actually looked pretty badass in preseason. I know it's preseason against threes and fours.
Was it the last game?
The one where he hit BB on that it was a sick, great cross-body throw.
That was a great throw.
It was. It was perfect. And I think it was even, didn't Kyle, when he came in, I think Kyle was even the one that said, if he had that throw 10 times, didn't he say, like, I might make that throw, like, one or two out of the 10?
Yeah.
He's like, that's just a super, super impossible throw, and I just got super lucky and just drilled it. Even he admitted that's a super difficult throw. Kid can sling it, though, man. He just hasn't had a chance yet. I don't know. What do you think about Kyle?
I love him.
Giant arm, right?
Huge arm. Good locker room guy. He's funny as hell.
How have we not asked you about this yet? What about Marwin Maloof, your new coach, right?
Yeah.
Hawk and I did, but obviously you were
I was not here.
You were dead.
Yeah. No, I've gone and met with him, and he seems like a really great coach. Definitely knows his stuff. I've never met him outside of like game day or just in passing, but I've played for some of the coaches that he's worked with, and he's very knowledgeable.
Isn't the word on him too, no BS, right? He gets right to the point. He's blunt. Fair, but blunt.
Totally. And that's really good. You want that in a coach.
So, you're not going to get sugar-coated garbage. It's going to be, you're not doing this right. I still love you, but
fix
do
it. Yeah.
Fix
yeah.
it.
Well, that's what you want. You want direction.
That's what Paul handles really well here from Chad Abbott, when he gets direct, blunt criticism about things he should fix immediately.
There's a lot of things I don't do well. I don't take criticism well at all. I think immediately, like, I'm convinced I'm getting fired tomorrow.
He's not kidding. He's been worried all week.
Abbott
that he's getting
texted me randomly, I'm sure when he was hammered, because I think he has a problem, that he's like, keep your attitude up. Big week for you. I'm like, what? So now I'm convinced I'm getting fired tomorrow.
Why is that? Why tomorrow?
I don't know.
It's the end of the week?
Because it's 3 days before my new contract kicks in.
Or this.
We find it's always better to fire people on a Friday. Studies have statistically shown that there's less chance of an incident if you do it at the end of the week.
Think about this, too. If they fire you,
right,
that catapults Chris Hockey into second place all-time amongst active initials players.
Who holds the major right now?
AJ won 2 weeks ago at TI.
And the crowd, it was like a crowd at a funeral. People were real excited that he won.
Okay.
I mean, people were more excited when my grandma passed away than when AJ won. That's how
lame
it was.
The drunk one or the other one?
No, the drunk one, I forgot how she passed.
Hmm. Some horrific way?
No.
Or
no. Yeah, I think she was a cage fighter.
Got
it. That's what Sauce.
Killed
her. Yeah.
When is the last time you held the major?
I'm the only two-time major winner.
He's had two. So Detroit Lakes last July.
I won the first two.
So he won last year in TI in like March, and then Detroit Lakes in July.
Okay.
Yeah, like I don't.
And this
think...
is the first one since then.
Yep. So this is major number three, and AJ won.
Okay. I don't think Patrick Reed talks trash to Tiger Woods.
All right. Well, I want Corey to do some stats on this, because both of your major wins came right after you had your head stitches.
Yeah, I forgot. My head stitches was like a year ago.
Yeah, let's cut you open
staples.
Again.
So if
do you need to get circumcised?
If this losing streak continues, you need to go back in for brain surgery.
That would be great for you, I think.
Yeah.
That would really help.
Yeah, here's my dad's insurance. Here's my dad when I get fired tomorrow and call him and tell him I have to go back on the payroll.
Wait. You don't have insurance through here? How bad is your contract?
Good.
It's not good.
This is Swedberg, Jeff Tyler, and Abbott when I signed a no insurance contract.
And if your contract is so bad that you can get fired this week, even though your new contract kicks in 3 days, and they're financially off the hook, also did not do a good job of locking in some money.
This is the head of iHeart when they realize that I signed a contract that doesn't start for another 3 years. Hey, can I have a raise? Hey, do you think I can get my contract to start immediately?
Kevin, when do you want to play initials again? You're welcome back anytime, man. It's your
play
schedule.
Play this Friday. Play tomorrow.
You could play tomorrow, but you might catch hell from the wife. But hey, man, whenever you want.
Maybe next week.
Next week, we're in Vegas.
We're in Vegas.
Which is even better. Good point. Fly to Vegas? No. We did that once. That was a disaster. Yeah. AJ and Sauce played on the phone. What? First, maybe 20 or 25 times we played the game.
Okay.
We didn't like that idea. Because it's harder to tell who rings in first. We don't think they were going to cheat. But
no.
Playing
no,
by
no,
phone
no.
is not cool.
Right. I'll play soon, but baby's getting baptized this weekend. I got in-laws.
So you're busy this weekend.
This weekend.
Vegas so. Next weekend. All right. Yeah. Maybe in April sometime then.
Yeah, man.
I still think if you played frequently, yes. you would win.
So, same with the comedian, Cy.
Cy would win.
Cy would.
We've seen Tyler George. Tyler's won a couple times.
Tyler's smart.
Yeah, he is.
He's quick.
I like Tyler.
Did he
die?
I believe he did. Well, somebody double check.
He took a curling stone to the... Never mind.
I saw him on the sideline before a game. I think it was maybe the Chicago game last year. That dude has fun on the Sunday.
He's great. I love that guy. Super nice dude. He's got great stories.
I have a one-time throwaway game that I'd like to try with you at some point in the 8 o'clock hour, Kevin.
Can I play?
Yes, it's against you. You're taking on Kevin McDermott.
Let's do it.
I don't know if I want to do it next or maybe the second segment. We'll see. It's a throwaway, maybe 3-minute
game.
Can
we do the top 10 signs you're a team player bit just to show you how little of a team player I am?
Do you really want to do this 3 days before your contract kicks in?
No, you don't want to do this, Sauce.
Man, God, I love that bit. Power Trip Morning Show back after this with Kevin McDermott of the Minnesota Vikings right here on The Fan.
You're listening to The Power Trip on The Fan.
Twin Cities, it's March, which means it's time for some college hoops. Head on over to KFAN.com, keyword March, to check out our schedule. Excuse me. And find out where you can win a 43-inch TCL 4K TV this month, presented by Dos Equis. Keep it interessante.
Yeah, boy! Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show, the 8 o'clock hour on a beautiful Thursday morning. Initials tomorrow. At 8:15, Creasel's playing tomorrow, right? It's been a long time since Creasel's played.
Yeah, he is playing. Good for him. I love Creasel.
I believe he's hanging out the whole show because Hawk's out. Maybe a late morning for Creasel, or maybe he's just taking the day off. More vacation days than Mark Rosen, John Creasel.
Yeah, which is 100% true, yeah.
Very true.
But he's earned it.
Kevin McDermott's been on vacation for like 3 months.
Yeah, he earned it as well.
A lot of vacation time for Kevin.
Wasn't his fault they were 8-7-1.
Anyway. Okay. Let's do sports quickly.
I can't wait. I love sports.
We are, a little over 3 hours away from the NCAA tournament and the Minnesota Golden Gophers squaring off against Louisville at 11:15 right here on The Fan. Gophers are the 10 seed, Louisville the 7 seed. The money line is Louisville minus 220, Gophers plus 180.
Oh, I wish Tommy was still here. I'd take Louisville.
Which value bet do you like better, though? Louisville minus 220 or Gophers plus 180?
I like Louisville.
Even at minus 220?
Yeah.
I like Gophers plus 180, although I think Louisville is going to win.
Do you want
to
bet?
But if I was going to bet, I would take plus 180.
Do you want to bet? I love gambling. Corey.
Yeah, if you give me plus 180, sure.
No, I don't know what that means. Think about it. A week from today... You and I are probably going to bet on, like, a Trailblazers basketball game.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to bet on the NCAA tournament.
But we'll also bet on you and David. Didn't you and David bet, like, $100 in some random basketball game?
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, who cares? Just cash. I threw my wallet at a lady once, and it hit her in the privates.
That was like 2 weeks ago. Hit her right in the crotch.
It really did.
Luckily, you're broke. Otherwise, it would have done some damage. And now he's on the phone. Yeah, how about your UCLA squad?
Oh, we're terrible.
When was the last time they were really good? Kevin Love?
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook?
When I wasn't in school.
Man, it's been a while. Sauce is telling me to take the hotline phone call. Let's see who's on the hotline. Good morning.
Hey, Court. I heard Paul. He said he wants to make a bet with Louisville.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, what up? No, I just turned it on in my car. First time listening live in a long time.
I bet.
And, yeah, I will 100% take the bet. If you give me the points, so what is it, 5 or something?
No, I want the money line, though. I want Gophers plus 180.
What does that mean?
All right, see, hold on.
Ooh,
hold on.
You guys are so similar. You guys want so much action, and you don't know what it means.
Who cares, right, Tommy?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just cash.
Hmm. All right, well, we'll talk later. We'll talk later. I'll explain it to you off the air, and then you can decide on whether or not you
want
to do it.
I'll take Louisville if you want. I'll give you the points.
You're talking to Tommy?
Yeah.
So, Tommy, you want the Gophers plus 5?
So they have to keep it within 5 points.
You're right. They could still lose as long as it's within 5.
Or they win.
Or they just flat out win, and you win if you have the Gophers.
100%. Paul, 100 bucks?
Yes or no, Sauce? Louisville minus 5.
100?
What do you care? I thought you were flush.
Let me check my...
Friday?
Yeah, when does your contract kick in?
Oh, wait, that means, well, I don't know. I don't know if I should be betting $100 when I'm going to get canned
good
tomorrow.
Point. Oh, I have some of your contract details right here.
Oh, yeah.
It's like $1 an hour.
It's not good.
Yeah, I'm in. Screw it.
Okay.
Yeah. Go for the hash with cash.
Thanks, Tommy.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
What does that mean, he said.
Why did I
what
do that?
What does that mean?
I love that's the pause,
awful,
too.
That's an awful bet.
You can hear the hamster wheel spinning, right?
Said, Power Trip Bets is working overtime.
I bet he is. That's good, though. It's a good thing. Rick Pitino's coaching in Greece apparently will not be at the game. And Richard Pitino said coaching and playing against Louisville will not be a distraction. Well, I don't think his kids care, right? I don't think the Gophers care that they're playing Louisville. I don't think they're going, well, Rick Pitino's suing. I've never met Rick. You know, what do they care? It's one of those media distractions. I doubt the players care.
It's a good storyline that they won't think about.
It is cool for the rest of us. It's super awkward, right? Richard coached there a couple times. Rick's suing the hell out of him, right? $44 million or something he wants from Louisville.
What is that?
Lots
back
of fun.
Pay?
I think part of it is, back pay. Who knows what he's suing for, but he wants the world. He'll probably get some of it. Who knows? We talked earlier, the Vikings signed guard Josh Klein, former Tennessee Titan. So they still need some more offensive linemen, but that's the first domino really to fall. So he is in on a 3-year deal, $15.75 million. Also, Trevor Siemian signed a 1-year deal with the Jets. So he's out the door. So the Vikings are now looking for a backup quarterback, along with Kyle Sloter, of course. Patriots owner Robert Kraft had attorneys file a motion to suppress evidence. He doesn't want those videos to ever see the light of day. The motion is an attempt to make sure those don't get released, even if he does agree or doesn't agree to a plea deal. And sources are saying that he is not going to accept that plea deal that we talked about yesterday, that he has no interest in that, and he's going to fight the charges.
No, good for him.
Which I kind of accidentally predicted without even catching it yesterday.
Oh.
Right? Because it was...
Sick brag,
right,
bro.
Sick brag. But I don't know why we even ever entertain the idea of a billionaire just rolling over and going, oh, sure, I'll just admit
right.
it. That's why you have high-priced attorneys, is to not ever have to plead guilty.
Why do you think Rosie has Lawyer Lambert?
Right. I'm saying O.J. Simpson was a billionaire, but O.J. Simpson didn't go, well, you got me.
Yeah,
they
what?
Fight, if people with money fight it. And this is a misdemeanor, right? He just doesn't want his name dragged through the mud. His name's already been dragged through the mud. So he doesn't want that video to be released, and he definitely doesn't want to have to admit that he did anything wrong. And the other sources are saying, and this makes a lot of sense, actually, that his initial concern was he was really pissed about being connected to the idea of sex trafficking, when it sounds like the two gals he messed around with had nothing to do with being trafficked. And I could understand that from a billionaire standpoint. Please don't tie me to sex trafficking.
Correct. Yeah, nobody wants to be tied to that.
He's like, look, prostitution? Sure.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Consenting adults?
Right. Why is it illegal?
Right.
He's probably thinking that, but he does not want to be connected to trafficking, as he should not want to be.
Yeah.
Probably fair. So good luck to Robert Kraft. Good old Bobby. Go for it.
Yeah, good for him.
The Wolves are at Charlotte tonight, 6 o'clock. The Wolves have lost 4 straight.
They're terrible.
Even though the Hornets have a worse record at 31-39, they're only like 3-4 games out of the playoffs. So the Hornets are still fighting for a spot. The Wolves are all but mathematically eliminated. they have 11 games left, and they're, what, something like 9 games back. So just have to go undefeated and have every other team in front of them lose out.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yep. And, of course, one of the games is still against Golden State, March 29th. That's a loss. That's next Friday. We're in Las Vegas.
We'll bet on it. Yeah, duh. We'll bet on everything.
Yeah, probably against the Wolves.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. Well, the last time you and I were in Vegas, we had money on the Golden State Warriors, and Klay Thompson busted up his hand and missed about 96 three-pointers.
And we didn't find out about it. As Adam Sandler once said in, I think it was Wedding Singer, that information would have been good yesterday.
How pissed were we?
We bet so much. We bet on them every game, and he was awful, and then he's like, oh, by the way, my hand is broken.
Look, I'm a Claytheist, right? I love Klay Thompson. I almost converted. I hated him so much. Right? He pissed us off. Stop shooting!
Stop!
Your hand's broken!
Yeah, give it to Durant.
Give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
And stupid ass, I don't even remember who we bet against, but the other team covered easily.
Yeah, it sucked.
Because Klay missed every shot he took.
Couldn't win a bet. No, we got crushed.
And that felt like the gimme. That felt like the free money, and Klay couldn't hit a shot.
Damn it.
Yeah. It's weird how you hold grudges against people that cost you money. Well, you know?
I'm going to hold a massive grudge against the Gophers soon.
Also in the NCAA tournament last night, North Dakota State, 78-74 over North Carolina Central and the Eagles. So NDSU will now face Duke 6-10 tomorrow, and both Tommy Olsen and Meat Sauce have decided, even though they are 27.5-point underdogs, if NDSU beats Duke, they will both walk from Minneapolis to Fargo. 230-something miles. It's a 3-plus-day walk, which means with breaks and sleep, it's going to take you a week or two to do it. You will both walk to Fargo if NDSU beats Duke.
Duke will win by 40-plus.
Probably, but do you realize you both agreed to something that has no financial or any other gain for you? It's just a gigantic punishment if it goes
wrong.
Have
a better chance of growing back than North Dakota does of beating Duke. He's laughing at
that. I don't think that math works out, though.
I don't think that it does either. When are we going to play this game?
Next.
Okay.
It might be a one-time game. It's just...
That's fine.
I just wanted to try it. And it specifically has to do with Kevin. Although in the future, if it works well, we can tweak it. But Kevin inspired it. Much like how AJ inspired the initials game, Kevin inspired this game.
Oh.
But we'll see how it works. If it's a disaster, we'll move on with our lives because it's the Power Trip Morning Show, and we'll probably just go play video games and get paid because we're pro esports athletes now.
So what's Kevin the game? What have you been signed to play? Anything at all? Hey, I'm just going to pop in this.
We play whatever we want. We play Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead on Tuesday. Next week, I don't know what we're playing because Hawk's in London. What do you want to play, Sauce, next Tuesday?
Not Mario Kart because you'll smoke me in that.
How about Toe Jam and Earl?
Yeah, I'm in.
That would be fun. You're going to be awful at it. It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, your 3-year-old at the time was better than me.
Yeah.
She legitimately
is still slay.
Yeah, even when she was three, she was better at Mario than me. She kept going, come on, Meat Sauce, because I was so far behind.
She's going to be a billion-dollar esports athlete at some point. If her dad doesn't get there first, I'm on my way. I'm signed. I'm professional. She's not. She's still amateur.
What is Randy? Does Randy know about it?
Randy, who are you talking about?
Your handyman.
Hadass Randy?
What's Harper's full name?
Harper Rowan Randy Cove.
Okay, he might want to know about it first.
Why would he need to? I don't understand why he would need to know. He just fixes things around our house.
Why is your daughter's middle name Randy?
Angie just said she liked the sound of it. I don't get it. More with Kevin McDermott right after this. Power 2 Morning Show on The Fan.
You're listening to The Power Trip on The Fan.
KFAN, Total Traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. It's stop and go southbound 35W from Lexington to Lake following a crash. On eastbound 94, heavy from 394 to 35W. Westbound 94 in Marion, cruiser just cleared an accident. It's jammed eastbound 494 from West Bush Lake to France. The crosstown heavy eastbound from Gleason to Valley View. And heavy northbound 169 from Highway 21 to Pioneer Trail. That's Traffic on the Fan, sponsored by Accountemps. For 50 years, Accountemps has worked with Minneapolis businesses to find accounting and finance professionals. With their network of highly skilled temporary professionals, you can be sure to find the right candidate fast. Visit accounttemps.com today. Accounttemps, a Robert Half company.
Hey, it's Corey Cove, Power Trip Morning Show, for my friends at Luther Dealerships and LutherAuto.com. If you went to the auto show and fell in love with a vehicle, I can't blame you. Now, buy it at Luther. Why not? Buy every vehicle at Luther. I have both of my vehicles from Luther. My wife loves hers. I love mine. We love our Luther Advantage card, which saves us money on gas and discounted works car washes at Holiday gas stations. So all of that's great. Their customer service is off the charts. Their selection is off the charts, of course, because they have the biggest inventory in the state of Minnesota at over 30-plus locations in and around the Twin Cities. But they also want you to know that at Luther, we buy. If you have a vehicle that you would like to flat out sell to Luther, drive it in to one of those 30 plus locations, tell them you would like to sell your vehicle. They'll give you an offer in about 15 minutes. It's fast, it's simple, it's safe, and if you accept, and you probably will, Luther will hand you some cash, and of course, they handle all of the paperwork. It's so simple. Flip your vehicle into cash at Luther. We buy at Luther. They're your automotive authority. Find them online in your nearest dealership at LutherAuto.com. So, Sauce, over the years, you've worked with myself and Hawkey long enough to know that Hawk has an idea and he just likes to wing it, right? Like, let's put it on the air. Let's just go for it. I'm like, whoa, we haven't really thought this through. Let's just do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
And sometimes it works.
And sometimes it works, right?
Works really
Chris
well.
Chris is, let's put the pedal to the metal. Let's just try it. Let's not even produce stuff. Let's just go.
That's the other reason why I don't come up with any ideas.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to rush anything.
99 times out of 100, I'm the opposite. I'm like, let's think this through for weeks. Let's produce it. Let's really think about all the rules and how we're going to do this and how we're going to make this work for listeners. And then sometimes I would take so long that I just get bored with the idea and we never do it. So that's frustrating too, right? Because it's, why do we spend so much time on something that we never even used once? I'm like, I just didn't feel good about it. Who cares? This is definitely more, let's just wing it, because I thought of it yesterday. I'm like, what can we do with Kevin? I have no idea if this is going to work. Haven't thought it through. Haven't, like, workshopped it in my head. This is just, let's just see if this is fun for 3 minutes. And if it is, then we can try it in the future with somebody else. This is specifically for guests.
I'm glad to be a guinea pig.
Yeah. So, your name is Kevin, right?
Yeah.
So, even though the game down the road would be played with other players, I'm calling the game Seven Kevins.
Okay.
So, even if we play with a Todd, Todd would have to play Seven Kevins.
I love it.
Here's how this works. This is an isolation booth kind of a game. So, you're going to leave and go out in the hallway for a second. I have seven characters, fictional characters that are named Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm going to give each of you 10 seconds per round, so there's seven rounds, 10 seconds to tell me the movie or TV show or book or whatever, what is that character from? That's worth 1 point. And then an additional point if you can tell me who played them, voiced them, whatever. So the movie is worth one, movie or TV show. The actor or voice actor is worth another. So each round is worth 2 points. They get progressively harder to almost an impossible level, if you ask me. So it starts off easy. Each round is more difficult. Best out of 14 points, best out of 7 rounds.
Okay.
Got it? All right. So, Kevin McDermott, you're not one of the answers. Kevin, you leave. Sauce, I have 10 seconds on the clock. You have 10 seconds per round. Are you ready?
Yeah, I don't really understand, but yeah.
I'm going to tell you a character's name.
Check.
I'm going to tell you a character's name and then start the clock. In those 10 seconds, you have to tell me what movie or TV show that character is from. That's worth 1 point. Then if you can tell me before the time runs out who played that character, it's an additional point.
Oh, got it.
So 10 seconds for one question.
Got
there's
it.
Seven rounds. They get way, way harder, progressively harder.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, babe. Yes, bitch.
Round one.
Yep.
Kevin McAllister.
Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone.
That's right.
Like I said,
I was literally going to say it before you started. I was just going to go Kevin McAllister,
of course,
Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone.
Like I said, they get progressively harder.
Damn it.
Round one, there's two.
Okay.
Round two, Kevin Arnold.
Wonder Years, Savage, Bill Savage.
That's incorrect. No, that's wrong. But you got 1 point because it's Fred Savage. But you got one because Wonder Years was the correct answer. Round three. These are all named Kevin. That's why it's called Seven Kevins.
Okay.
Kevin Malone.
The Office. I don't know the actor. Bill Bush.
Kevin Malone was from The Office. That's 1 point. Brian Bumgartner plays Kevin. So you have 4 points, though, through three rounds. Here we go. Round four of seven Kevins. Kevin Wendell Crum.
No idea. I've never heard of that.
Doesn't either. Sound familiar. Kevin Wendell Crum.
No, never heard of him.
All right, I won't even tell you the answer yet, so the listeners can still play along in their heads, because we'll get to Kevin McDermott's shot at that one. So you got 0 points in round four. Here's number five, Kevin O'Shea.
I have no idea. Friday Night Lights.
Oh, you were so close, but that is incorrect. You were on the right path, but that is incorrect. You're probably going to go over two the rest of the way, but we'll see. Like I said, they get progressively harder.
Sucks.
It's hard. Number six, Kevin Myers.
I have no idea. Sex in the City. Is that Mr. Big?
That is also incorrect. No points there for round six. And last but not least, I think this is the hardest one, Kevin Lomax.
He's Bernie Lomax's son in Weekend at Bernie's.
That's great, because Bernie Lomax is the character in Weekend at Bernie's, but that is incorrect. So you got...
Will you go get Kevin?
You got 4 points. He can see me, so you got
he's
four.
He's going to get five. He's going to
we'll
get...
We'll see. Yeah. All right. I told you they get progressively harder.
Well, how about impossible?
Yeah, well...
Man, we'll is see. The record...
How many did he get?
Is the record 14?
No.
Okay.
Kevin, out of 14 possible points, Sauce got four. You got four.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to win, Kevin. You went
much like the first time we played initials, I have zero ideas of how we handle this if there's a tie. I believe one of the first couple of games of initials was a tie, and we're like, what do we do now? I don't know. I guess it's a tie. Didn't think that through. So if you also get four, this thing's a tie, and seven Kevins is probably going to go down in flames. Who knows?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Again, you have 10 seconds. I give you the fictional character, you tell me the TV show or movie that it's from, and then in that 10 seconds, you also have to say who played that person. Ready?
Yep.
Round one of seven Kevins. Kevin McAllister.
Macaulay Culkin. Home Alone.
That's 2 points. Yep, right on.
That's right.
This is going to shock you.
Can I have a question?
Sauce also got 2 points in round one. He got Macaulay Culkin and Home Alone.
Because I don't come up with ideas, I make them better, BSNF or
no,
whatever.
That's my bit with Lake.
I know, I'm just kidding.
But go ahead. It's BASF.
Can this be the buzzer when it's right?
Good. I like that.
Sure. What page is that on right now?
It's just Palpatine good. It's on the bottom of Showbiz.
Yeah, let me do the old copy and paste. That's a good idea, Paul.
Thank you.
Yeah, we can do that.
Now I hope Kevin gets every single one right.
Just so I have to play that 17 times? Yeah. All right. Like I said, we're winging this here. Got it. All right, there's my button. All right, that'll be the new buzzer. That'll be the new you got it right. All right, Kevin, 2 points after round one. Here's round two. Kevin Arnold.
Maybe too young. Never thought of that.
I don't know.
Ooh. Kevin Arnold was from the Wonder Years. Do you know who played Kevin Arnold if I say Wonder Years?
If it's Fred Savage.
Fred Savage. It would have been Fred Savage, yes. No points in round two for Kevin McDermott. Here's round three of seven Kevins. Kevin Malone.
The Office, and I have no idea who plays him.
Yeah, that's exactly what Sauce...
Wait, no!
Well, that's exactly what Sauce did as well, is he also got the 1 point because The Office is the right answer. Brian Bumgartner was the actor's name who plays Kevin Malone. So you have 3 points through three rounds. I will tell you this, Sauce had four after three. So Sauce got no points the rest of the way.
What?
No points. They get progressively harder, much, much harder. We'll see if you get any of the remaining ones.
Test,
these are
Kevin.
Tough. Okay. Round four of seven Kevins. Kevin Wendell Crum.
Oh, my God. No way. No chance.
Never heard of it?
Nope.
Kevin Wendell Crum is from Split/Glass, played by James McAvoy. He's like the psychopath.
No one knows that.
Yeah, that's terrible.
What are you talking about? No points in round four. Here's round five. This is definitely going to probably date McDermott a little bit too. Kevin O'Shea. Kevin O'Shea.
Ed O'Neill, Little Giants.
Wow!
That's right.
Wow! That's no, Corey, that's the win! Yo, that's right. That's right. Ed O'Neill from Little Giants.
Nice job.
So you win the first ever game of seven Kevins. But let's play this thing out because that surprised me a little bit. Wow.
Let's go.
That was
Little
awesome.
Giants, Ed O'Neill. Number six, Kevin Myers.
Oh, my God. I don't know who play it, but is it?
Name the movie, at least.
The newest.
No, out of time. Kevin Myers was from American Pie. Kevin was one of the main four characters. He's played by Thomas Ian Nicholas.
Okay, yeah. I wouldn't have gotten that.
That would have been hardcore obscure. But you lead 5-4. Last one, just for fun. Round 7 of 7 Kevins is Kevin Lomax. Sound familiar at all?
It does. I have no idea where it was from, though.
I wonder if you've seen this movie. It's a movie. Sauce, do you know this? Kevin Lomax is essentially the lead character, the main character in The Devil's Advocate.
Great movie.
I have no idea.
It was Keanu Reeves. You win, though! Nice job, Kev. Seven Kevin. So Kevin McAllister was Home Alone. Kevin Arnold, Wonder Years. Kevin Malone, The Office. Kevin Wendell Crumb was from Glass. Kevin O'Shea, Little Giants. Great film.
Nice job.
Rick Moranis.
Yeah, Ed
O'Neill.
My knowledge of children's sports movies came in handy.
It did help. Kevin Myers was from American Pie, and Kevin Lomax was Keanu Reeves in Devil's Advocate. So even if we play like on Monday, because we might have two more Vikings, one former, one current, right, coming on Monday, right?
Yeah.
We could play this game with Chad or Kyle and just still call it Seven Kevins. And just have a bunch of Chads or Kyles.
What? I hate this. Just play this song. Because
Seven and Kevin rhymes, right? As you could tell, I tried to get to 11, and I'm like, we're out of good Kevins.
Yeah.
The next four would have been insanely obscure. So I'm like, hey, seven rhymes too. I'm going to go ahead and quit at seven.
I know. I got an idea.
So far, you've had a couple of really ideas.
Let's play Three Trees. Anthony, Groot, and Balsam Pine.
You had one really idea today. One.
Which was?
That one.
Oh, thank you.
That's the bell.
That's the best bit ever.
Congrats, Kevin. Nicely done. One final segment with Kevin McDermott, Power Trip Morning Show on a Thursday right here on The Fan. So long, I know I've grown,
but I can't wait to go home. You're listening to The Power Trip on this.
Join Corey, Meat Sauce, and Mark Parrish at Halston Entertainment in Golden Valley tomorrow for a live Power Trip After Party podcast from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Watch college hoops, play games, and watch the After Party podcast live at Halston Entertainment. More info, KFAN.com, keyword events.
All right, quick Vikings recap for Kevin McDermott because you don't pay attention to Vikings news. You have a new teammate. His name is Josh Klein, former Titan. He plays guard. 3 years, $15.75 million. You met him yesterday.
I did.
He seemed nice. He has a nice beard. Another teammate that you really liked is out the door. Trevor Siemian is on his way to the New York Jets, a one-year, $2 million deal. He's going to back up Sam Darnold. Yeah, I should ask you about this, too. We were talking about your former teammates like Sheldon Richardson or Andrew Sandejo or Mike Remmers, Latavius Murray. How about, let's go a little bit further back. How about the contract that the Saints gave Teddy to back up Drew Brees?
I didn't see it. What was it?
What, 1 year, $7.5 million, but incentives, I assume, if Drew Brees gets hurt, up to like $12 million.
Good for him.
They are clearly banking on Teddy being the next guy when Drew is gone.
Heir apparent.
How cool is that?
That's awesome. And he's the man.
And it sounds like, didn't Teddy meet with the Dolphins? Or did that never happen?
I think he did. I think that's why that number got way up there.
Which is weird because he's from that area, right? Isn't he from the Miami
he's
area?
From, I think, the Miami-Dade area.
So what's crazy is he probably could have gone there. They signed Fitzpatrick
and probably
or whatever.
Started.
Could have started in Miami, in his home area, but you know, for whatever reason stayed put in New Orleans and said, I want to be the heir apparent here.
Well, you know, he must have liked the situation. But speaking from, like, talking to a couple of guys that, you know, are friends in the NFL, there is something great about playing at home, and then there's also, you know, a lot that comes along with that. If I was playing in Nashville every single week, man, there'd be a lot of people I'd have to like interact with all the time. It's nice to go back and visit.
Sure. Yeah,
don't know. I've lived here my whole life, so I can't relate to that.
And no one, out more. No one would want you anywhere
else. No one would want me anywhere else. Well, my wife would.
I doubt that.
No, she would want me somewhere else.
Oh, I get that. Sorry, I can't keep up.
Kevin, the Buccaneers hired two female assistant coaches. One of them is going to be an assistant D-line coach. One of them is going to be an assistant strength and conditioning coach. Tell us what you're telling me off the air about how you don't think this is going to work.
Well, hold on. Let's get Mark Rosen's take.
I know Rosie has lots of thoughts on this.
Yeah.
No, it's going to work out great. It's been happening a lot more around the league. I think the Buffalo Bills had a female assistant coach. Niners had a couple. And, you know, it's about time.
A couple of quick fire topics for Kevin McDermott. You mentioned that you're excited for Us, which comes out tomorrow. It's 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Let's go.
Are you a fan of Jordan Peele, or are you a fan of horror movies in general?
I'm not a fan of horror movies.
But you like Jordan Peele's
like
Get Out.
I like Jordan Peele's Get Out, and I like smart horror movies. I don't like going into something and it's just
hockey like
hey,
smart horse.
Let me saw off this person's arm and I'm just going to sit here and like yes. get enjoyment out of it.
Well, that's why Michael Myers wails.
Right, but the great thing about 80s skulls. Horror movies was there was always a 2 or 3 minute just epic nude scene, right? And then she got killed, of course.
Always.
But it's like, hey, let's go skinny dipping. Well, Michael Myers is under the water. And you're dead. Right?
You can't breathe underwater.
Or hey, I'm going to get naked and take a nap. Well, Freddy Krueger's in your dream, so now your head's cut off. I mean, bad things happen to naked girls in the 80s.
And more importantly, Kevin, the guy who played Michael Myers, the character is called The Shape. His name, Dick Warlock. True story. It's a true story. I didn't make that up.
Not much of a story. It's more of
a fact.
Wait.
That's
sure.
the actor's name?
The actor's name is Dick Warlock.
I played him in the second one. His name was Dick Warlock.
Topic number two, fatherhood. Okay. Worth it?
Totally.
Okay.
The movie?
Cool.
Isn't that a Steve Martin movie?
Probably is.
Topic number three. Speaking of naked gals, a handful of weeks ago, the Power Trip Morning Show stumbled across a new nickname for the female chest region called sugar barrels. I don't remember how that came up, but we kind of ran with that.
I'm sure.
I really have no idea where this question is going.
I don't either.
Smitty on Twitter is one of our listeners.
Ski Club Pat.
Yeah, Ski Club Pat. Do you see that he's, and this is more for Sauce, I guess, but you can comment, Kevin. Do you see that he's making money off of us now? He's selling t-shirts that say sugar barrels on it for gals that are going to Las Vegas.
Good for him.
$25 a pop.
Well, that's intellectual property.
It's not.
Hogs. I'm going to start making t-shirts with Palpatine's face. And
good.
And I'm not going to give Sauce any of the income.
I think George Lucas would come after you, but that'd be a great t-shirt.
All right, random topic number 4 or 5. Woodstock 50's lineup has been announced. Did you see the lineup?
No.
Tell me if you care.
I don't.
Here's the lineup. And then I'd like to do a compare and contrast.
Okay.
Not to the one 50 years ago from the one 20 years ago. Woodstock 50 is going to be Jay-Z. Tell me what you think about each one of these individually. Jay-Z, yes or no?
Yes.
The Killers.
Yes.
Black Keys.
Yes, definitely yes.
Hell yeah.
So far you're interested.
Yeah.
Halsey.
No.
Okay. Miley Cyrus.
No.
Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
Chance the Rapper.
Indifferent.
Did you see Chance the Rapper on Twitter, I believe it was Chance, right? I think it was him. Doubted the age of Earth, right? He doesn't think that it's 4.8 billion years old or 4.5 billion years old. He feels like it's a million tops.
And that's a hunch? That's a gut feeling?
Yeah, gut feeling, which is weird because...
I mean, he's an expert on the subject, so why not take him seriously?
But isn't it weird? Like, if it would be weird to me if he said, I don't see this thing being more than 1,000 or 2,000 years old. I just can't believe Earth's that old. It's weird that a brain can go, I believe it's a million years old, but not 4.5 billion. Like, I know that's a gigantic difference, but is it when it comes to guessing?
No idea.
Is it? You know, it is a huge difference, but why can your brain get you to a million but not get you to 4.5 billion?
I think it's harder for me to understand how someone can be like, you know what? There's like a million scientists that have told me that 4.6 billion is the number, but... I trust my brain.
Yeah. It doesn't feel right to me. It
doesn't feel right to me. So
I don't think you're right. Yeah. Right. Even though you've spent your entire life and career studying that craft, I'm going to doubt you because of my gut feeling.
I don't have the bandwidth to go study that, so I trust the people who have.
Let's just say Twitter had a lot to say to him yesterday.
Yeah. Kevin, can I ask you a quick question?
Do it.
Have you seen Aquaman?
No.
It looks awful. It looks just terrible.
Where the hell did that come from?
I honestly haven't seen like the last stay on five point. Marvel movies.
The preview keeps coming up on TV, Corey.
Well, then turn the goddamn TV off. Anyways, August 16th through the 18th, the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. Here's some other bands. Greta Van Fleet.
Yes.
You do like them. Okay. Cage the Elephant. No. Yeah. Brandi Carlile.
No.
Yeah, she's great.
Imagine Dragons.
No.
Judah and the Lion.
Yeah, Perry loves them.
Sure.
So that's this year's Woodstock 50. Let's quickly recap Woodstock 99. Arguably the greatest concert of all time.
Okay, I speak for people that were there.
See, you say that now.
Did you go?
No.
No, I know who was there.
But I was 19. Well, we'll get to it. I was 19 when it happened.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have. Clearly, it ended up being an absolute disaster, right? People got hurt. Sexually assaulted. Yeah, there was people struggling to drink water. But it was a nightmare concert. But the lineup on paper, sick. Ready?
Was it better than the Fire Festival?
Yeah, it happened.
Creasel's time in Fallujah was better than the Fire Festival.
Here's 1999's Woodstock lineup. And these are just the big hitters. There's a couple of bands that I'm going to skip because there was a lot more. But how about this, Sauce and Kevin? Let's start. Let me see how many times I can just go through this. Let's start with this.
Ugh.
Bush.
Rosen's a huge fan.
Korn.
Hell yeah.
Thoughts, Kevin?
Eh.
Korn wailed, man.
Yep.
Oh.
Offspring.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
DMX.
Yeah. This song wails.
Definitely.
This is such a great song. I hope it's edited.
Sheryl Crow. All right, you don't like Sheryl Crow?
No,
right.
I do, yeah. Hockey's taking a dump in front of her.
Okay, it's true.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Live?
Oh, yes.
Jamiroquai.
I'm Shreds. All on board.
I hate
Dude, you
Jamiroquai.
Love Jamiroquai too?
Love Jamiroquai.
Dude, Jamiroquai kicks ass. You and I need to be best friends. Dude, okay.
No, Smitty, you love this band. Jamiroquai's trash.
This song... Automaton kicks ass. Dude, Jamiroquai shreds.
Sauce, you can't say this isn't a good song. Obviously, you can't.
Turn this up.
I can't, but Bishop, this guy can. that's going to be deleted by ever.
Kevin, you and I just became best friends.
Is 311 on...
No, they weren't in Woodstock 99.
That's weird.
No.
I'm shocked they
99
weren't.
Was their chance, too, because they were. Say. That was peak 311.
I'm shocked they weren't.
Man, I love Jamiroquai. Moby, also at Woodstock 99.
Yeah, this song wails, but this is with Gwen Stefani. That's a great song.
We don't even have any in the system. This is crazy. Oh, no, wait, here we do. Yeah, we do. Everclear.
Oh, hell yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah. This band's really good.
Ice Cube.
Tenna. Just drove off the road in excitement.
Kid Rock, when he first burst onto the scene in 1999, was at Woodstock 99.
Wasn't he a headliner?
No, I think he was just starting.
Well, he just came out and played this song.
Counting Crows.
Wow. This sounds amazing.
Something called the Dave Matthews Band.
Who didn't even headline. Dave Matthews played at like 3 in the afternoon. Dave Matthews Band is the greatest band of all time.
Okay. Alanis Morissette.
Oh, yeah. She wails. This is about Joey Gladstone.
We can skip some other ones here, but Metallica, clearly epic. Seven Dust, Godsmack, Megadeth, Willie Nelson, Jewel, Creed, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Muse when they were first kind of coming up as well. And then the two big ones, at least in my mind. Oh, here we go. Rage Against the Machine.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And the one that basically ruined Woodstock 99, but for a lot of us made Woodstock 99, Limp Bizkit. Yeah. This is the song that changed that whole festival. People were punching random strangers, grabbing women without asking.
Yeah,
it
don't
was
do that.
A nightmare.
Nightmare. When stuff was song, like on fire.
YouTube, this. Have you ever seen it, Kevin?
Yeah.
YouTube, break stuff, Limp Bizkit, Woodstock 99. It's pandemonium.
Yeah, it looks like a riot.
It's a riot.
I was 9.
Corey was 35.
I was 19.
Hockey was probably 35.
The math doesn't work out.
Rosie was 106.
That is true. All right, so based on those two lineups, Woodstock 99 or Woodstock 2019?
Well, do I know that Wood 99 turns out the way it does?
Let's say it's a more efficiently run concert festival.
99.
Yeah, I don't even think it's close.
Isn't Dave at both? I think Dave's doing both. I think Dave's doing this this year's.
I didn't see him on the list.
Oh, they tweeted about it.
That would be weird to have a band be announced.
They'd be the headline, yeah.
Well, not over Jay-Z. Jay-Z's
the headliner.
They'd be headline
over Jay-Z.
No way.
No, they would
at
not.
At that festival?
No.
That style of festival?
No.
Yes,
Jay-Z
they would.
Is the headliner.
They'd be the... Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. I know you love them, and they're gigantic. Jay-Z is a bigger deal than Dave Matthews.
Okay.
He just is.
Brian Oak. He's dead. No, you're right. Well, yeah, what do I know?
They'd be way up there. They're a big deal. Kevin, you're the best. Good to see you. Anytime you want to play initials, you let us know, and you're in.
April, I'm here.
And then you're coming to Vegas next year when your daughter's, like, again, self-sufficient at a year and change.
A year and a half, she can take care of herself.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're the best, dude. Kevin McDermott of the Minnesota Vikings. Power trip back tomorrow, 5:30 to 9. Initials tomorrow at 8:15. You can listen to the After Party podcast on the iHeartRadio app. It's free. Download it now. PA's next.
Listen back to a podcast of today's show. Visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.